Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had back. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of it in my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. The man on the ones and the twos is the legend, the street legend himself, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday. We are here. It's cold. It's freezing. It's half snowing. But nonetheless, we are here. We are here live on this Thursday night. oh, man. I'm tickled. let me give a shout out to my sponsor, Brother Leroy, the 1-800, keep it real all day, all night, every day show. The Motor City Mafia, off the trailer, by nine. You and you. Appreciate everybody that listens and participates in the show. By way of announcement, February the 25th, our bowling party. Y'all come on out. That's Saturday, Olympia Lane. I don't have the address in front of me, but I just mark your calendar. February the 25th, that's Saturday. That's Saturday evening. I think we start at 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere up in there. First 30 people. We're going to pay for you to bowl three games if you want to. So come on out. Have a good time. We're going to have food. I don't know. I'm trying to see what I'm going to do. But y'all come on out, man, February the 25th. We're going to have a good time as always. Let me see. Hold on. Have a guest host tonight. oh, man. Unbelievable is all I can say. let's see. Good. Let's see. June 17th, y'all mark y'all calendars. Put that on your calendar, 16th, 17th. The big stage. Who is going to be on the big stage? Put that in your calendar. Okay. Yeah, put that in your calendar. Okay. Hold on, let me go back to this board. I'm trying to text and get myself together at the same time. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know what shaky ML. Is this the sheriff?
I be here, boss.
Oh, you got a little shaky. What up, bro, Shake? What's happening?
How you feel, man? Boy, it's so
man,
cold
I'm,
outside.
Man, it's freezing outside. Bro, Mouse.
What's
man,
up?
Man, it's cold as hell outside. It changed
it's
so fast.
It's colder than a witch's titty.
Man,
it's colder
I'm trying
than
to tell you.
Come on.
Let me
in.
Oh, no. Good evening. Young Blood, that's you. You there?
Shake. Shake your booty.
Oh, my goodness grief, man. What's happening?
Come on. You know what it is.
Not.
You shaking and rattling.
What?
Come on.
Wait a minute. Nah, you wanted to be the my guest host. What?
Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we start, I got to name one more person. The King. The King of Controversy himself, Deucey. Young Blood, but you know, I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to say. I got a series of questions, but you know, I don't know if I want to let you have your way,
you know,
or do I want to ask you these questions?
You can go ahead and lead the show. You know, it is your show. I'm just the guest.
Yeah,
the guest host.
You've been in the mix of things as of late. That's all I can say.
Well, they ordained me to make drag racing good again. So, you know.
Wait. Who ordained you? Who ordained?
Man, it was collectively done.
Oh, really?
It was collectively done. So, you know.
Oh.
They told me I had to come back. They were showing me love. I had to come back, and you know, we here.
Well,
so I can tell you, we here.
Now some of these people, they like, who are you? They don't even know who you are. Where you come from, and so forth and so on. Where you come from?
You said where I come from. You know, far as in drag racing or just in general, I'm from over east.
No, in drag racing. We know you're from the East. I do, but I'm saying.
Yeah, hey, in drag racing, too. Shit, that's where it originated.
Okay.
Shit, over here. The fuck?
Oh, my God.
Hey,
okay.
You know, I was on the phone
uh-huh.
earlier, and I was listening to them. They was talking about Ogden and Costner. That's foreign. If you were in South Chicago, a Doty or 130, I don't know nothing about it.
Oh,
you
know? Now see you telling your age. Yeah, that's the problem. You're telling your age. You're telling your age. You're a young punk. But that's okay.
Hey.
It's okay. It's all right. So let me ask you this. You started out, you know, you left for a couple years, two, three, whatever, how long it's been, and now you know you're back, and you just, you know, kind of been locking in with a vengeance. I mean, you know, you've been, you know, saying some strange things on the shows, you know, morning show, this show. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the first thing that
I came back to finish what I started. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, okay. So what did you start? Let's go there. Where did you start? Let's see where we started at.
See, I started knocking off your people on the west side, and I'm in knocking off your people on the west side.
Now, what is your, you know, your demise with the west side? You know, now let me start. Let hold on before you answer that. Now, for me, I used to tell, you know, that was always my, what do I want to say? My signature just for the race, because when I was coming up, when the west side came to the south side, or the south side went to the west side, it was always this big to do. It was just like, man, it was like the stars was aligned. All of the who's who was there. It was an event in itself. So the rivalry was always, it was just this big thing. So that was my,
you want me,
you know,
to,
my
you
signature
want me to say this? You want
the,
me to say
south
this?
Side versus the west side. So hold on before you say that. So I'm just trying to figure out where you come out swinging, talking about you going, you know. Well, I guess you say you started whooping everybody on the west side. Now, I don't know about that.
But
who
you know,
whooped on the west side?
Well, I don't like to get off into my wins. You know, I like to focus on my losses. I don't like to get off into my wins. You know, the wins, they self-explanatory.
Oh,
but see,
oh,
you, I'm going to tell you
okay.
this. I used to draw on the guys from the south side, east side. You know what? One of them came to me and told me, they say, the fuck you keep drawing on us for? And you got the whole west side. We supposed to be together. That resonated with me. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'll go ahead and run through the whole west side single-handedly. And then when they refer to Chicago, they only refer to the south side.
Oh.
You know, so, yeah. So, you know, it
but
is what
you,
it is.
I mean, you haven't just held your, you know, the, you ain't just limited yourself to Chicago. You didn't, you know.
No,
but wait a minute. You didn't went Michigan,
you know,
and, you know.
Well,
I'm just trying to understand.
This is what I told, you know, when I started out with a plan, and my plan was to eradicate home first.
Uh-huh.
Which was the west side. And then I said, I'm going to take the show on the road.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get off into Michigan. And once I get off into Michigan, I'm going to travel down south. That's where I'm going to plant my anchor. I'm going to be down south.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
who,
yeah.
who are
go,
you, you know, that, who's on the list thus far? When and where is all these activities going to happen?
Well,
who's on the list? Where does it start?
Well, I got my first race is Bia's race, April 22nd in Macon, Georgia. I'm running Quarantine. If people don't know Quarantine,
really?
That's so Jesse James. See, James,
man,
James
Black. Black is a bad man. James Black is a bad man, man. He remind me just he just got it. He got that, you know. He's a game changer. He one of these.
You know
dudes.
What?
I love his spirit.
Yeah, I love his energy. When I first met him, I just met him this year. He said he'd been around.
He
said
race.
He was out
he
there when
race.
I was out there.
He won them too. Yeah,
and
yeah. He
I seen him in Valdosta, and Ballhead introduced me to him, and I looked him in his eye, and I said, "Man, you know me?" And he said, "No, not really." I said, "Well, you gonna get to know me." And when he gave me that look, I told Ballhead, I said, I'm going to fuck him up. I said, what are you doing looking at me like that? I said, he don't know it. I said, well, I'm going to fuck him up. And you know, that's what happened. We locked in.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now, why you get the audacity to, you know, say what you going to do to somebody? Where'd that come from?
See, it never went away. It never
you know,
went away.
Seems,
I mean,
though, like people, they might call you cocky. You know, like you know, where you get all that from? You know,
well, they got. I don't think they got to do is get up there and show me otherwise. You know, I hear things in the background, and they say different things. But I'm gonna tell you this: when they see me at the track, they want to befriend me. They want to shake my hand and tell me who I got locked in, and they don't know. Soon they ask me, I'm drawing on them. I got you locked in. Don't ask me who I got locked in, because you the next one. Nobody asked who I got locked in. Come and draw on them. This ain't no fucking show. You got the face.
Oh, man.
You got the face.
Oh, wow.
my goodness.
So,
okay.
So I got him locked in. That's my first race. That's Michigan. You know, I kind of got him lined up, unorthodox. I wanted to do everything here. I didn't want nobody to think I was discriminating. But then, you know, Freddie got out of line. You know, I had to discipline him. I told him we're going to lock in. So I got him April 28th.
Wait a minute. What do you mean Smoke Free got out of line? Smoke Free ain't got out of no line. Smoke Free say he's going to kill you. That's what he's saying now.
I'm
going to
tell you.
He said you sweet. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Look, bro, Leon locked. He helped lock the race in. And one of his steps, the only step he ever had, was no pecker. And it dawned on me, what the fuck is a pecker? So I told myself, if I need a pecker to beat Freddie, I don't need to race him. I don't think we even going to be in the same area code.
Really? Oh, really?
You understand me?
Ooh, these are strong accusations, man. I'm sure Smoke Free and Sugar Bear beg to differ, but it remains to be seen.
They've been telling me different things, and send it subliminals and just been listening, but all I can tell you is stay strong. That's it. That's all. Stay strong.
Okay. So
That's April 28th. The whole pot locks in 5-on-5. 1 hour after the track go hot.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Bobby Cole. Okay, Bobby Cole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. April 28th. And then I got, what's the gentleman name on the west side that's a part of Three Lug, Anthony. I got him locked in for Peso race, May 11th, May 12th. Oh, but then I skipped over Anthrax. I got Anthrax on April 29th at Bobby Cole race. So.
Oh. So,
yeah.
You got some players. Yeah.
Yeah,
Now, they say, you know, locking in is just exactly what that is. It's just locking in. But in the same breath, I mean, you know, you locked in. So something bound to happen. I mean, either you're going to look like a big dummy or you're going to be somebody going to be praising you, one or the other.
I'm going to tell you this. From my past, I have paid lockups. You know, it ain't nothing but a little bit of money. Some people got paid. But then once I grabbed a hold of a couple of people, I got paid. You know, it ain't nothing, you know. It's a little bit of paper. That's not what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, you got to start somewhere. You on first base. That's what Skin said. You already started it. You came out the batter's box, and now you're on first base. You're already there. You have to work your way.
You know, but I just only thing I can tell you is I had to lock these Vicks in because if I waited later, I wouldn't be able to lock them in. Right?
Oh.
Because they would try the whole thing of befriend me and want to shake my hand and want to drink champagne with
me.
Wait
a minute. What's wrong with – wait, ho. What's wrong with being your friend? I mean, what's wrong with that? What you mean?
Well, see.
Oh, you saying that they ain't gonna want to race you afterwards?
No, but see, this is my tactic. See, I don't want no friends in drag racing because then they gonna say we can't race. So I don't want no fucking friends. I want to race with you. I want your money in my pocket. So I don't want to be friends.
I want to race.
You know the people. You know the people that I'm with and the people with me. Of course, you know. But the people that ain't, we're gonna keep it just like that.
Everybody
know who with me, and everybody know who ain't with me. The people that ain't with me, don't try to get with me. Get on the side of me. I want to run.
Oh man. So, you know, let's go to this word. I people use this word, and it's only three letters in the word, but despite it only being three letters, it is a huge word. Have I heard you say any? Because any is just
It's a big word. And when I say any, you know, anybody on the west side, you know, that's huge. Have you any, said that?
Hold on. So I should say any and every.
Any and every.
I have two people that I won't race.
Oh,
right, from the west side. But the whole west side is under arrest until they prove otherwise.
Oh.
They can be mayor, they can say
some strong accusations right there. Yeah. That's all it's some tough dudes on the west side, man. They are. That's really strong.
It's a few tough. It ain't some tough, it's only a few of them that's tough. Only a few. If you give the heart that Puerto Rican Pete and Three Lug got to some of them out there, we have abundance of racing. You get what I'm saying? But you know.
Oh man. I don't want to limit myself. Now, Brother Mouse, I know you're in the background. Brother Shaky, do y'all have any questions for the sheriff before I open the mic up?
Ooh, we.
Hey, Ryan. How
we've already spoken.
What up, Shaky?
I'm just curious.
Son, how you feel?
Man, you know, hey, we just taking it one day at a time and knocking down what's in front of us. That's all.
I understand.
Yeah.
Old Mr. R is back.
Yeah, and trying to have some fun and shake things up. I told you that. I went out of town and I got so much love. You know, somebody whispered in my ear, they say, we need you. And I told them I'm going to go disappear. You know?
I understand.
They said, we need you.
Brother Mel? We
already had a brief conversation.
Okay. Y'all have talked it out already. I'm
just going to say this. We ain't trying to be friends.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know,
that's the best way to put it.
It's great for racing. It's the smack. I heard you. You know, even I had said something. I was on the morning show the other day, and I told Street King, I ain't never heard Street King talk like not in the volume that he was talking. It was like wow. It's good, you know. When you sometimes certain people will bring out, you know, other people that maybe been sitting back, you know, they resonate something in them. I just like that. I encourage it, man. But it takes somebody special. You're gonna be a great wonder, or it's gonna be like, oh my goodness, really.
Well,
I'm
gonna put
this. Hold on, I got to see. Go ahead. While I open these people up.
No, go ahead and open them up. I know somebody gonna want to address me, and I want to let them know what we're saying.
Okay, Brother Ant, your mic is open. Let me see.
Hey, Ryan, I got something to tell you, brother.
Come on.
Can you hear me, Ryan?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
You know, Ant, my man.
Oh,
Ant, my man. I need him like he need me. So, you know, we have to, we locked in for, I think it's May 11th or 12th. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's another one.
God willing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
God willing.
Oh, yeah.
So stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
You got your hands full.
Oh, yeah.
Full. You got your hands
full. Big old boo, boy.
Hey, I seen him on the internet. He's putting on his lightweight spindle and his drop spindle.
No, but that one ain't for you, though. Nah, man. That one ain't going to be ready.
I got to throw my big heavy girl on you. I ain't worried.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I like the camaraderie. You know, like he ain't asked me a lot, and he was like, "Come on, see that."
Man, I locked him with a steering wheel, bro. I locked him with a steering wheel, man.
He looked at the steering wheel and said, "What is
that?" Wait a minute, hold it. What, Anthony? You say you locked in with, you ain't even see the car. You saw the steering wheel and you locked him in. Is that what you said?
Man, look, man. If you scared, go to church.
Now, what you say? What you say?
If you scared, go to church.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you see, I can't say too much to him because he did something, you know. Now, I'm probably the first person that got somebody locked in with a steering wheel, but he may be the first person that locked in with a steering wheel. So you may be talking to somebody bad, and you may be talking to somebody real bad on the phone right about now.
Hey, I ain't worried about you.
Man.
Yeah.
What you
say? Stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gerald. Come on, Gerald. Your mic is open. Unbelievable.
Hey,
what's happening?
Not much. I like one part of what Ryan said about the he ain't trying to make no friends. So he got a lot of love over lately and steady some cutthroats. So hopefully he keeps advertising, we'll be better than we are. There's no such thing as king of the hill.
Yeah.
Everybody want to lock them out the hill, but pull them up there and help them now. And they all friends up there.
Okay. Yeah. Your mic is open.
Making grudge racing great again.
That's right.
Oh, my God. He said he got anointed. They anointed his head with oil and said, we want you to make it great again. Although I think it's always been great, but, you know, it's nothing refreshing. It's refreshing. That's
It's always been good. And, you know, we have a selective few. Like the brothers came in and said, he said everybody want to get with each other. And, you know, we love the camaraderie. But when you love the camaraderie, there's no racing. You draw, so we got to get back to racing. I remember where I never really seen nobody motor until like recent years. You understand what I'm saying? But now everybody it's like a car show. They want to show, it's like people scared to race, so they show their hand. All right, I got this motor. I got this. Or they saying what they doing to their car, or they put it on the internet so people can see it. You know, where's the mystique at? Like people, they don't want to, where's the real grudge at? They looking at engine size. Oh, man, what type of motor you got? I don't care what type of motor you got in your shit. And don't ask me what I got. I ain't going to tell you. If you got the same thing I got, a D-body on a small tire, we can get it in.
Oh, man. Brother Vic, your mic is open. Man, it's a lot of people on here. Oh, there they go. They popping in now. Hello, Brother Vic. Let me see.
Yeah, what's happening?
How can I help you? You have any
Click
questions for the show?
Ryan, Mr. Ryan. What's happening, Private Ryan?
You got it.
Oh, that's how I met Mr. Private Ryan.
Hey.
You know what?
They say they're going to check your blood pressure in a minute. They're going to put that thing around your arm and make sure that what your blood pressure is saying. That's what they say they're going to do.
Hey, but you know, this is the way it got to be.
Brother Raylo, come on with it. I'm going down the line. I'm coming.
Hey, what's
happening? What's
I admire
happening,
your
man?
Energy. I just hope you stay
what's
strong,
on,
brother.
Right?
That's all.
Ain't nothing too much, man. Hey, I've been laying back a little bit. I said, let me call Sham. I'm sure ain't been on there in a while, man. Guys, what's happening, guys? Man,
brother,
look, man. Nothing too much, man.
They got this young blood on here, Raylo, and he, you know, he's trying to come back with a vengeance.
Young blood, who?
Ryan, the sheriff.
Yeah, yeah. I've been kind of like noticing that. Yeah, come on, step on up there, bro. Ryan.
I gotta get up there.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna be right there watching. I'm gonna be right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I need all the support I can get.
Yeah.
Hey, Raylo.
I support everybody. Yeah.
Hey, Raylo, man, you ain't gonna be watching Ryan Long, so don't worry about it, man. It ain't gonna be that entertaining, man.
Nah, yes it is.
Man, so don't even pack a lunch, man. It's shit ain't gonna last that long.
Oh, man.
Hey, the only thing I can tell you is the energy that y'all giving me now. See, I didn't been here before. You understand what I'm saying? I done been here. I done been the butt of jokes. I done been the lockup king. I done been all that until I started turning my program around. And then that's when I
hey,
made all
fine.
The free. Go ahead.
Hey, young blood, let me ask you this. They done called you all kinds of names and so forth and so on from your performance that they perceived from the before. Do you consider yourself a jackass or are you just a pain freak?
Well, I don't consider neither one of them, because when I did turn my program around, I grabbed a hold of some people, and then my action from Chicago is like everybody was asking me where was I going instead of when they want to lock in. So that's why I'm beating the punch before it happened. I'm locking people in before they say no. There's no reason for them to say no.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because now okay. I have the same thing they have. I have a nitrous car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's different now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different. It's way different now.
Oh, man.
Okay, let me keep opening it. Come on, Raylo. I'm just opening them up as I see them.
I'm doing a lot of listening.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going to forget to call tonight. Oh. I wasn't going to forget. Nope.
Hold on. Brother Vaughn, your mic is open. Hello?
Man, you introduced me, Sham. Put some respect on the safe national Midwest Grudge Race of the Year, Vaughn. That's how you introduce me
you
to
know
the show.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. Congratulations,
brother. Congratulations.
Yes,
well deserved. This is true.
I'd have brought the Grudge Race of the Year, the team that brought the Grudge Inc. belt all the way to the city. We hold all that shit now. Chicago, we hold everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, y'all did y'all job. Brother Yak, your mic is open. I see y'all right there together. I was trying to get him his time. Yak, what you got? Congratulations, brother.
Man. I appreciate it, man. I ain't got nothing. I'm sitting back listening. Yeah. Ryan got them getting on these boys' ass.
Sham,
don't be asking Ryan no fucking question like that. How the fuck is he a jackass? Did he feel like a jackass and all this and that?
I said the people. What the people were saying. I said the people.
He said it.
I went behind what he said. Because that's what they said.
Yeah.
They said, you know, from what he did before and all this talk that he's talking
and
so forth and so on.
But what I did before, I never did nothing that out of the ordinary. I always did what I say I was going to do, right? I never veered away from my program or my plan. I remember I seen Yak. I seen Yak at the store, at the auto parts store. Yak looked at me. He say, "Man, what you gonna do this year?" I said, "I sold my car." He said, "You sold it?" He said, "For what?" He said, "Man, you done came a long way." See, I used to be around, and my conversation and my actions are still the same way. I only know how to get it. That's it. I'm gonna draw on you. If you ain't gonna race, then you know, just step to the side. But my target is the people that talking shit and they act like they go race. I'm exposing them. I'm gonna pull their fucking skirts up. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of actors out here.
What? They what?
I'm pulling their skirts and their dresses up. There's a lot of people who say they go race and they're not.
Oh.
I'm exposing people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Brother Lee, your mic is off.
Oh,
that's true.
Hey,
I know
hey,
somebody
hey,
on there.
First of all, I'd like to say what's up to the champ, Mr. Vaughn. You know, I want to speak to Vaughn first. All of y'all don't count right now. Y'all don't count right now. Speak to the champ. Now, Ryan, you secondary. Stop your tail. Stop your lying on this phone now. You told a lie. You told the truth 99%, but you told a lie.
What,
and I don't like you doing that because I'm your teammate. I don't like you doing that.
What
don't you? I need you to recant it because this show has been recorded. I need you to recant that statement that you made. Anybody with a G-body with a small tie that you're going to run. That is not true. You're going to run who you think you can beat. You don't give a fuck what they got. You're going to run who you think you can beat. Because there's certain people. I'm not going to let you run. I'm not going to let you run, Lil Will. And he got the same thing, so stop that shit. Jesse James
yeah,
brought
you know
him.
What?
You said,
yeah, you
let
know
me
what?
Finish.
You
let me finish, Ryan. You let me finish,
you know
though,
what?
Ryan. Pardon yourself. Just pardon yourself. Jesse James brought on you. You said, no, you're too fast. So do not say that shit. You will run anybody with a G-body with a small tie, because that's a lie. I can't let you do it. You always been the message that you bring, and I got to tell you when you're doing some bullshit. Don't do that. Recap that, because this show and record is all over the world. Don't do that.
You know
don't
what?
That,
I'm going to tell you this. You know what? You're right. Pardon myself. And the reason why I forgot them because they don't live in my head. I don't wake up every morning thinking about a fucking Jesse James or a motherfucking little gay ass Will. I don't think about them every day. I just think about, you know, the people, what they say, out of sight, out of mind. It's the people here.
Yeah.
That they be trying to taunt me and talk shit. They may text me. They may come through Facebook. You know, they may say different things. And I just want them to know I'm on your ass. The city is not big enough for
us. Okay. Well, say anybody in the city of Chicago with a little tie to
no,
G-body,
but you know right now,
see,
this is the thing. Right
whoever
now,
that you race.
Yeah, right now, this is what we have. It basically looks like the whole South Side of Chicago against the motherfucking world. But after we clean up home, it's going to be the whole Chicago. We just got to get a couple of things in order. The whole Chicago going to be against every motherfucking body. Grudge racing. You understand what I'm saying? I just have to let the guys on the west side know who's boss. Because right now, they know they boss. Get him, man. Get him. Like Three Lugs.
Oh,
like, you know, I listen to Three Lugs, and you know what? Him and his son, his
you
son
know they ain't
is
taking
a,
it like I know they not.
Man, but you know what? His son is a real live jockey, and Three Lugs. Every time I see Three Lugs, and the first thing he say when he lining them up, and he sending them back to the car, he say, "Watch this, man! That man take off of that damn car on he all four wheels be off the fucking ground every single time." I say, man, when they plant that power, they gonna go somewhere. Every single time he say, watch this. I don't know what he do with the car, but he turns it all the way up, and the car just fly. So he has the heart, but I think that he thinks he's the boss of Chicago, and I have to let him know he's not. You know, when he gets in line, then we're going to tie, though, and we're going to fuck up everybody in grudge racing. And then you have Puerto Rican Pete.
Young blood.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish your statement. I want to ask you something.
You have the Puerto Rican Pete and his son. You know, they just crazy. They go go. They don't care. You get what I'm saying? And then you have Lil Peanut. You know, he got a little taste of them. You know, they done rubbed off on him. So I have to get all of them in line out there. Once I knock them off and tell them sit down and get behind me, and we going to take over the fucking world, then, you know, we'll move on one accord. But until then, I got to knock them off and show them who boss. So.
So,
Ryan is back.
There's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Wait a minute. Let me see who this is.
Happy 9569. Day.
Your mic is open. Who is that? Let me see.
This really, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Happy day.
I forgot about him. What you want to do?
My copper sale. I'm out of race. Hey, you see my car with big wheels on it. I ain't racing no more.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I seen it. I seen it, but I didn't know what was going on. I thought you had, you know, more than one car. But yeah.
Yeah, I got the Stinger. I got the other Malibu, but that shit for sale. I don't want it no more.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you want for it, really?
Hey, Youngblood, are you driving your vehicle? Somebody was talking about.
Yeah.
You are locked in. You driving your own car. So you then got you a whole new car, a nitrous car, and you driving the car. Oh, my goodness.
Can I ask a question, Sam?
Let me ask a question. This ain't nothing towards you, but I just want to ask this question. Why do people keep asking, is he driving? What difference does it make? A whole bunch of people ain't driving their car. So what difference does it make?
I'm just saying that to say something. Hold on, Sam,
because I got a reason why I'm saying it. And I don't care because the show recorded. And Ryan do whatever he want to do. But you ain't doing nothing again. People ammunition and say, lock in, you going to drive. What the fuck difference do it make? Well, if they lock in, they drive their goddamn car. You see what I'm saying? You really giving people ammunition for bullshit. That's all I'm saying. He just locked somebody in. He just locked Freddie them in for the whole pot, only if he drives. So now you further inducing the shit on the show with this bullshit. That shouldn't make a difference. If they driving their car. You see what I'm saying? Yak ain't driving his car. Vaughn stopped driving. Motherfuckers do what they want to do, man. They let whoever the fuck they want to let in their car. Anything might happen. But if that's how you lock your race in, cool. But all I'm saying is you making my buddy job harder. I might not want him in the car. All the time.
I put a cruise control button in there.
I'm just asking a question.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
It's a button. Yeah, you know, like technology is a motherfucker. I press that cruise control button.
That's
right
all I can say.
It's right there.
What you say? Oh, man. Well, I mean, all the mics is open. We have plenty of time. Does anybody else have anything for the sheriff? He has come on and gave his debut.
Happy
day. With all these people. I don't know if there's any really, you know, much to say.
Sam, I don't like nobody stealing my shit. You know, I started that shit, picking drivers and shit.
What?
I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to accept it, man. You're a fucking trendsetter. You got to accept it. Sit back and accept it.
Yeah, I'm accepting it, but
But you don't have to be on the national show, Von, champ, I mean, slash, champ. You don't have to be on the national goddamn show saying this bullshit. You know what I mean? Terry owe my son $100,000. I don't bet against him or nothing. But his faggot-ass study was telling you, Von, drive your own car. Von, if you drive, you know what I'm saying? So, you can't drive the car, and you can drive the motherfucker.
Ain't nothing wrong with what he's doing,
but let the consumer, let them do what they got themselves. Sham, don't invite them to do it. Oh, and Youngblood, are you driving? Oh, it's just so amazing.
Let him open the window for a creep like Creep to say, drive your car. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't getting in there. You're not going to really hear, and sorry that I had to come on your show and get this show under wraps, because I sat back and listened to this show, and it was unorderly, right? But the reason why people ain't going to get on this motherfucker is because I'm on here, and I'm a lock them in. That's why they won't say nothing to me, because they know I'm gonna show them that they locked in with somebody.
Oh really? Oh man. Ooh wee. It's all like a ooh wee.
They gonna sit back
look,
the only people that said something today is the people that's gonna be racing. Vic, he says something, he'll come out and race. You know, me and him been locked in and been going back and forth. I know he'll run. You get what I'm saying? Anthony, he from the West Side. You know, he validates the West Side. We locked in. You know, oh well. You know, I didn't have it out with everybody. But the only people go say something is the people that can actually say something. Everybody else that don't want me to say nothing to them, they gonna sit back and listen to me. They scared. I will be.
Man, oh man.
Damn. He's scared.
Lord have mercy.
I will be too. Shit.
Said if you was them, you'd be scared too, huh? Man.
Yeah.
You tough. Let's talk like it's safe.
Cause see, you know, they used to have an excuse. And he got a turbo car. This now he got a Mustang. I thought to myself, I say, self, what should I do? I said, I'm going to get the same shit these motherfuckers got. And then I was thinking about putting a turbo on it. I'm like, no, ain't nobody going to want to run. Because, you know, now I got more knowledge about turbos and shit. I said, I'm going to make it easier for them. I'm going to get the same exact shit they got, nitrous.
Oh man, you lying over there, man. You straight talking too much, man. I thought I locked in with a turbo car, man. Ain't nobody scared of no turbo car, man. You got to get down the track like anybody else.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get a nitrous car until you said that right now. You've been posting pictures of a turbo motor.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody scared of your nitrous car, turbo car, man. It's a car, bro. It's a small tire car, man. You got to get down the track like I got to get down the track, and that's that, man. No more talking, man, until I see you. Be strong, brother. I'm on your ass.
I feel it. You know what I'm saying?
On the West Side, South Side, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm on your ass. And you know what? You ain't give me that piece of copper, man. I'm really on your ass now. I needed that piece of copper, boy, fast.
Well, I got it. It's riding around on my truck. It'd be on there every damn day. I was just going to give it to you.
I'm just fucking with you. I end up finding a small piece in my storage. But I appreciate that, for real.
Man, anytime I get all sizes of that shit because that shit be laying around.
Man, you
know
exactly
what I do. I'll
give it away
before somebody steal it.
Man, look, man. You know what them rolls cost?
I needed like 6.5 feet. I found a nine foot piece. I was like, woo.
You lucky.
Yeah. If not, I had to pay like 600.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
And try
to go
find,
to show, man.
And try to find, hey, and try to find somewhere to use it.
That's another thing, too, yep. Yeah, but I'm on your ass, though, Ryan. I don't care what motor you got in your car. Man,
yeah,
we there to
yeah,
race.
Like that.
That's it.
Yeah. See, that, now I'm more comfortable. See, I'm more comfortable around people like that. But see, you know who I ain't comfortable around? I ain't comfortable around those pussy motherfuckers be talking about, what, let me see your motor, if, you know, all that type of shit. I don't want none of that. You know, I'm uncomfortable around people like that.
Yeah. I don't go around nobody's trailer. I stay by myself.
Oh, man.
I'm just worried about my car, man. I can give a shit about nobody else's car, man. I ain't got to drive your car, so I don't got to be around your car.
Look, you know what? I started out with a damn Regal. Years ago, I had a goddamn Regal. I say I like those damn cars. Then we'll get this one.
Uh-oh. Sensei, your mic is open.
Hey, Big Cham. As a pro spectator, I like to ask a couple questions, and I would like to get through the questions before Private Ryan answer and butt in. I would just like to ask, I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm trying to figure out some things here. I know Terrio. I know he'll go. I seen even Rob go, and he got knocked out, but he went. I see Prelug. He don't give a care. He going to race. I see Raylo. I see a Jerry get up there. I've seen Lee race his car. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, how did this man get a title as the sheriff? How did he come in and go right to the top, and then he ain't did nothing yet? You know, like Freddie said, I ain't scared of you. Get in, lock in, and they lock the whole pot in. My question is, I'm looking and I'm trying to find somebody to show me his resume. I ain't seen nothing. As a pro spectator from Michigan, I'm asking a question. How did this man, is he trying to buy publicity or – I know Skin going to take him to the top, but I'm asking, how did he just go to the top and ain't race nobody? I'm done.
Tim out. I'll answer that for you. Tim out. He didn't name himself the sheriff. He didn't do that. Mr. B named him the sheriff. You see what I'm saying? So you need to take that up with Mr. B. Mr. B named him the sheriff.
I just heard.
He didn't.
I just heard Sham say it.
No, Sham.
I heard
Sham called him Youngblood.
Sham called him the sheriff.
Yeah, he
might have did, but he calls him Youngblood.
No, he called him
sheriff.
I heard was
but
sheriff.
I'm telling you,
who
named him the sheriff?
Yeah.
Mr. B named him the sheriff.
I did call him that.
It took somebody to knock his ass out, or he knocked somebody out. It don't mean shit. Bro, Tim,
let me ask you this. What makes you think that he is on the top?
He thinks, Sham, because you called him sheriff, that meant that he was on the top. He never said he was on the top.
Nobody said he was on the top. No.
But that's Tim House's question. There's nothing wrong with that. I just want
I thought he named all the people, and I thought he was just saying because Ryan talking crazy, and ain't nobody responded. That's what I thought he was saying.
He's talking about the name sheriff. They start calling me that Mr. B and Terrio, and Terrio say he's the deputy, right? And so
that's
Mr.
Right.
B say, if y'all the sheriff and the deputy. You get what I'm saying?
Von, man, you shouldn't be liking that motherfucking name, man. You shouldn't like that motherfucking sheriff name, man. You should really change that shit if he's in your camp.
I shouldn't change nothing. I like that's that man's name. Only person to change his name is Terrio. Terrio ain't the deputy. He the watchdog. He ain't the deputy. He ain't the fucking deputy. Ryan ain't fine.
Hey, Vaughn, you're being very disrespectful. You're being very disrespectful, Vaughn.
Ryan ain't fine. It's Terrio with the shit. He don't need no name. Terrio don't need no fucking name. Donator. Ain't no deputy.
Oh,
ooh, damn. What? How long you been holding that in, Vaughn?
I ain't even trying.
See, I want to address Big Lil Timmy. You get what I'm saying? I want to address. But see, he's big by size. You know, he's just a big boned person. But to me, he's very small. That's why I call him Big Lil Timmy. You know what I'm saying?
Now, why would you say such a thing?
Now, so in my mind, I am on the bottom, and I want to say in the category where I can race everybody at the level where I can race them. But when I tell somebody I have the same thing as them, is a nice as G body, is all steel, all glass. For some reason, they start picking me away. I don't know why, because I ain't even done nothing with the car. I still got to. I never drove a nicer car. I still have to get in the car, learn how to start it up, learn how to purge it. I had to learn all those damn things. It's the wintertime. How could I learn that? I guess I got to look at YouTube and see what else to.
Y'all boys locked in the whole pot. Y'all gambling shit. Y'all gambling, goddammit. Y'all locked in the whole fucking pot.
I don't know if you.
You know why?
Did you have any other viewpoints other than what Shorty said? Do you think you have any other comments that I did over that you might have? You know, we don't want to overlook you. I wanted to give you a chance.
No,
Shorty.
In reference to what, Brussell? In reference to what?
The way I perceived it was that all of a sudden, you know, it's like Private Ryan went to the top, and I know that Skin has the ability to take him to the top, but that's not. I'm looking at the resume. I'm trying to find, and I know that, like I said, I went through the name Terry O'Tree Lives. I know them guys gonna race. You get them up, they're gonna race. But I was trying to find how did all of a sudden become all these new names, the sheriff and I appreciate him the way he's locking in. He don't give a care. But I'm trying to figure out something here, you know.
Hey, Big Tim, let me make an analogy for you so you can understand.
Hold on, Ryan. Wait, Ryan, one second, please. Brother Tim.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I still, just because somebody gave him a name, that's number one, which was Sugar Bear gave him the sheriff. You keep saying that he on top, but he's not. He just said it himself. He's just doing what somebody that really trying to go gonna do, and what's that? They gonna engage and lock in. And he's doing it abruptly.
I like that.
Maybe that's why you don't like the way he's doing it. I'm trying to understand.
No, I love it.
Yeah, he sounds good while he's doing it. He sounds convincing. So, Tim, that's just like somebody slick talking.
I'm just trying to understand. What do you perceive as, it seems like, negative or what and how it's being done?
Because somebody come on the phone and they talking really aggressively, and I've heard he will race. I heard that he will race, but I'm just saying all the accolades and the adjectives that go in there, sheriff and, boss man.
Tim, Daddy told you five times the man named Ben Sheriff. His name Ben Sheriff.
I didn't know. All I know.
Man,
see, that's
what I'm saying. Man, jealous.
Y'all got
jealousy going on. Y'all get Tim Mouse
the name.
Damn, Fox. He want to be the deputy.
Yeah, let him be the deputy since Terrio ain't shit. Let him be the deputy since Terrio ain't shit.
Hey, Tim, let me ask you this. Tim, you bear the name Big Son of a Gun, but how did you get that title? How did you get that title?
Well, truthfully, I didn't like to cuss, and I use my abbreviations instead of saying that Big Son of a Gun, and they took it and they ran with it, and that's how I ended up getting it. But that's true. It is the Big Son of a Gun. And I don't know about Ryan.
See,
I didn't know.
But let me say this in reference to Ryan. Somebody gave him that name, Mr. B, and just like with you, people took it and ran with it. Don't mean that he's proclaiming himself as the sheriff. That's just what. Hey, I'm going to say this, Tim. Half the motherfuckers in the world don't know my name. Half the people in the world don't know my name. Everybody call me Flop. I don't like no fucking Flop, but that's just what I go by because that's what people address me as. I don't find it offensive, but, you know, it is what it is. I got a whole different name.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
I've been locked up plenty of minutes. I don't like Sheriff, but the man kept calling me that. I just went along with it because it's Mr. B. You know, like,
right.
People know. People, I'd rather for him to call me sheriff, and I think it was for many reasons he may have called me sheriff because I don't want nobody else called. Like, I don't really do the derogatory names. Like Tim Howell say, I call somebody certain things, but I never disrespect them to the point where they feel they need to call me certain things. So he says, like, well, you the sheriff. And I'm like, hey, I'll take that versus him disrespecting me. So I just went along with it, but, you know, it is what it is. It ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm. Sugar Bear, is that you in the background?
Yes.
Tim, let me throw this one other point, and I'm going to get out the way.
Tim is here.
Tim, suppose the day that Mr. B saw Ryan beat somebody at the racetrack, and I'm just making up something, and he said, hey, Ryan, you handing out justice. You the sheriff, you know what I'm saying? Because he served somebody on the racetrack. He handing out justice. Bam, the title, you know, is given, and it sticks. That's just it.
Right. And, but see, I did I apologize because I didn't hear Mr. B say it. I only heard Sham say it.
But
I said, dang, this man.
I want to tell you this.
And I said, how in the world did he get the title of sheriffs and all that? He hasn't earned it yet.
Hey, Tim House. I want to tell you this. This is a real life analogy. St. Louis probably got the highest murder rate around us, right? But you won't know because you don't hear they fucking current affairs and they fucking news. We don't get their goddamn news. You're in fucking Michigan. You don't need to know what the fuck we got going on in Chicago. It's none of your business on what we call each other unless you get on the side of one of us. Then you can get in our business. But if you're on the outside looking in, you need to sit down and be quiet.
That's just the whole thing.
The Michigan spies from Chicago, they try to tell all the rest of the business. They ain't tell you Ryan's nickname. Spies.
I just heard Sheriff and Private Ryan. That's all I know.
Look. Now, Pine called me Private Ryan. I don't give a fuck. As long as that man go lock me in with one of those cars, I can keep getting racist. I'll take all those names. If it's go allow me to run these weak motherfuckers, you can call me whatever. Just as long as you call me that with your money in my pocket. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Call me that when I'm locking you in. That's what this is important
to
me.
That kind of
blood
racing attitude I like. I do like that. Now, don't tell me I'm trying to make it publicly known to
you,
show
you
us recorded.
You were taking the baby
shot. Like that.
You were taking
but
the baby
my
shot.
Point was,
you were just taking,
no,
you just taking a little
no,
baby
no,
shot.
No. Me and Ryan and all have been talking a long time on the phone lately. And I'm saying If he's doing that, that's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. But I see that he's doing all the little few other little things, too, that you guys may not be aware of that's not on the morning show. And so I didn't bring that up. I just wanted to know one question. How did Brother Sham feel about all of a sudden? I heard about Ryan. I'm not going to call it Private. I'm going to say, but that's all I know him as, Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
But my point was, when you asked me about racing, I'm not over there all the time to see it, but I know one thing. Terry will go way more racing than I've seen.
Yeah, tell House, but once we told you, once everybody told you 20 minutes ago how he got his name, though, then you should have recanted statement. But you said he's saying, how did he get the name if he ain't did nothing? That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And they just told you 20 times how he got the name.
You're looking at it the wrong way. I'm saying, you're saying, I only said what I heard.
You didn't even
say
ashamed of yourself.
Sheriff.
You didn't even
ashamed
of yourself.
All I heard. Shut up. I'm not going to be ashamed.
When
you come on the show and you bully and do the things you're doing, that's great. I don't have no problem with it.
But here's my point.
Wait a minute. If you're going to, we can all sing together, but can't point mm-hmm. was, I heard Sham say it, and I said, mm-hmm. well, that's different. Let me go ahead and respond to this, because I've been hearing all these things, but if you don't have your car finished, you don't have your car ready, you went from turbo to nitrous and all that. I said, how in the world did the man go to the top already? He ain't earned nothing. There are people put work in, man. Even
mm-hmm.
you yourself have put work in, Terrio, whether he get beat up or not, whether Rob get beat up or not, Jerry.
So
Lee,
basically, in a nutshell, you say he ain't did nothing.
Hold on, there's a lot of people in Chicago.
You putting him at the top. He's not at the top.
Ryan did more than goddamn it, Rob and Jeremiah. You just saying something, man.
You guys know, but I just said from my one. I gave a disclaimer. I ain't raising nobody, man.
Let's stop it, man.
The last time Rob raced, Tim House was the same day the last time Ryan raced. The last time they raced, both days. That was, damn.
Sure did. And what that it was.
Oh, man. Last time both of them raced. So how you say
that he did something
and Ryan didn't, and the last time both of them raced was on the same day?
That's been a few years back.
And Ryan got whooped a couple of times.
Uh-oh.
He got whooped by Skip and Cut.
So if that was what I said, this is how I see it on the outside. You guys can if the man says all of a sudden, that's why I directed.
I ain't been on the show in a while. But where's the board where I can mute some people, Mike? Come so good, mute his motherfucking Mike.
Oh, okay, man.
But let me finish what I said. Hey, you don't need to say it. I would like to get out the way.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You're going to get the fuck out the way. That's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move out the way. You ain't got no other choice but to get the fuck out the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you think this is, but you're going to move out the way. You ain't going to say it like we going to listen to you. We ain't going
to
listen to you, motherfucker, until you get done talking.
He keeps saying the same thing. I answered that question about 20 minutes ago.
Motherfucker, acting like we got to sit up here and listen to you. Fuck out of here.
You answered the question, Shorty. That was at least 10 minutes ago. I asked, do you have anything else to add to that? And then I'm going to let Private Ryan have his glory and all
mm-hmm.
that, but we shouldn't even be talking about that. He ain't did that. We got a man that's a grudge racer of the year
confirming for you, and you still didn't take Bond's word for it.
Bro, yeah,
can
bro,
I,
Tim, let me,
Big
let
Cham,
me,
Big Cham, can you get a little order
yeah,
in your
bro,
show
Tim,
so I can
let,
talk directly?
Now you want some order, but you bringing
you
all of this.
Bro, you didn't get
hold
some motherfucking two minutes.
Hold on, y'all. Brother Tim, let me just answer so we can close it out. The reason I call him the sheriff is because of Mr. Beat. Mr. Beat gave him that name. Youngblood is
okay.
Because I've been knowing him since he was a kid. That's why I call him that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore,
okay.
That's why it came up with the sheriff. It had nothing to do with no accolade or whatever you these big words that you use. I don't know, but that's the reason, and that's the reason, and that's it. That's the only reason.
Now, if you got any other questions for the sheriff or the Grudge, Midwest Grudge Race of the Year, you need to speak now.
Man.
Congratulations. I want to correct a lie I just heard. Don't ever say he's done more than me. I got a G-body. I'm a G-body champ.
That sounds like Jerry Meyer.
When he was racing, he did more than you. That's all I was
saying.
Oh,
man.
You got a belt away.
You ain't did nothing. You ain't no champ. You ain't even got no belt.
Show me your belt.
Hey, he took an all out.
No, because you're addressing what I said. You're addressing what I said, sir. You're addressing what I said.
No,
you have not done anything. You have not done anything.
Come on, Shorty.
What are you talking about?
What? Hey, look. Hold on.
Figure out what are you talking about.
Hold on.
Then you looking up
Ryan,
Ryan.
Hey.
Talking about
Ryan,
they beat with a street car. Their cars was the same. Their car was better
Ryan,
than
you.
You just sitting there making up lies.
I won't sit in the break.
Man, why don't you stop? Man, why
come
you
on,
stop
Shorty.
Jeremiah, you ain't
Shorty
done nothing.
Hey,
Jeremiah.
You won't sit in the break, and I want you to run on motor. I won't butt fuck you a cobbler, boy.
Not the Scott Peterson.
Man, ain't nothing, man. I'm going to take my daily drive and beat the fuck out of him. He run on ball.
Jeremiah,
great cop.
Are you the
I told that man, lock me
pure
in.
Pure
like
entertainment.
I told that man, lock me in. I like that.
Hey, you going to put the belt
up? Snow outside.
Who else got
oh,
a G-body
happy day.
That really wants to engage?
You can
find I'm not giving,
out today.
Look, before somebody say something, I'm not giving not one person nothing. It makes no sense. I have the same. See, when I had a Mustang, it is a turbo car. I felt inclined to do that because that's what they'll bring up. But now since I have the same thing that they have, I should not be giving nobody anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan, I normally don't agree with you, but on this one, I will agree with you. You are right. You shouldn't be giving up nothing.
Hey, Ryan, you a liar. Jeremiah getting a spot. That's the only person you giving a spot to. He getting a spot.
And what type of spot you
that
looking
at?
You looking to give him?
Hey, can
that
I
boy
say
got a spot.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, look, this is a spot within itself.
Ryan,
you going to drive your own
wife,
car.
Man.
We don't care
Ryan,
who drive his car. He
wife,
got the back
man.
Tie.
Hey,
he got the back tie.
Life.
Oh,
you
man, not the back tire.
Hey,
not the back
tire.
You put
to
that
bitch you got
back talking right now. I don't want to spot
you. Back.
I'm going to try that shit head.
I'm not driving.
Lock my line
I'm not driving.
Right
you
now.
Trying to crash
lock
into me.
Lock my line
in you
right
trying
now.
To crash. No, you trying to crash into me. Nope.
I'm going to try your head.
Nope.
Why
you
trying
to get in
the
damn car?
You trying to crash into me.
No. Hey, bitch, I ain't driving my
car. Hey, let me say this, Ryan. Let me say this, Ryan. How am I going to drive it when I can't touch the paddle?
Good point, Shorty.
The seat got to be up. What is all that you doing, man?
We ain't doing no
What type of phone you have, man? Hey, what do you? What the fuck
you
talking
You can't
about?
Even hear him. He's screaming and hollering. You can't even hear the nigga.
Hold on, Sheriff. Hold on.
Listen,
that.
Hold on one
hold
second.
Hold on, Sheriff. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, he sound like he talking on a fucking microphone. Come on.
No, man. You know what? I think I got to get ready to get a new set of AirPods. Now I dropped these bitches in the water. They ain't been right since. Hey, somebody
mm-hmm. dropped him in the water.
Hey, Sheriff, you
that
put that, Sheriff, you put that short
nutted
thing,
damn.
Short dick bitch in the
Nothing
car.
Nutty, buddy.
I'm going to try your
he
shit
can't
head
fit
up.
In the
yeah, that dude nutted on
him. Hey,
he
man,
can't fit in the damn
thing.
He can't fit in the fucking car.
They made bitch, so there ain't no
that
fucking
man
excuse.
Crazy, man. Hey,
no, bitch,
I
ain't crazy. I
couldn't touch his back.
He can't.
I got his
hand
and couldn't touch
the it's cool when you do it, but when I do it, it's a problem. Fuck out of here,
mm-hmm.
man.
What are you talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking
nigga,
about?
Nigga, you, y'all, hey, man, I'm tired of y'all coming on here like Ryan is a motherfucking gangster and ain't doing shit with this motherfucking cop. We don't
he's
care what that motherfucker
is. He's not a gangster.
Down the same track.
Come on,
put
Jerry Meyer.
This nigga skin
like
in the car.
Jealous,
this nigga
man.
Skin want to suck all
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah, he's going to be jealous.
Give all this motherfucking fellatio. Bitch, get your faggot ass in the car and do something,
look at
bitch.
Boy.
My You
can't
get in line,
there.
I don't want to fucking spot
my,
something.
My.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I don't want
to can
spot
you a question? Can I ask you a question, Jeremiah? Why
mm-hmm.
I got to get in the car that ain't mine, and you won't even get in the car that's supposed
well,
to be
bitch,
yours?
Well, bitch, I'm stuck in a dick like yours,
oh,
motherfucker. You ain't got to get the car.
I'm not understanding.
Okay,
hold
on, Sean. Let me ask that make sense.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Close your fucking
let me ask you a question.
Mouth, nigga, and stop
talking
like you a
motherfucking
gangster.
Jeremiah.
Associated to
Jeremiah,
the car then, bitch. Then you need room for a motherfucker.
Jeremiah,
you get your faggot ass.
Let's have
in the
a dialogue. Jeremiah, let's have a dialogue. Now, let
okay,
me ask you a
go.
Question. Why the go fuck ahead. You keep sucking Zay dick? You ain't driving it.
Oh, man.
First
you
of all,
get
let's
in there.
Come on,
oh,
Shorty.
Oh. Get in there and we'll let you
what,
drive.
When you say
no,
sucking
first
Zay
of all,
dick,
this dick
what
in your mouth.
What is sucking Zay dick? What is
Scott Peters?
What is that?
You trying to book his car and praising him and talking shit?
I'm
so
trying to do
difference?
What? Hold on, sorry, I can't hear you. Say it again.
You be talking about what he gonna do with his car and don't nobody whoop Zay in the city and ain't nothing wrong with none of that you saying. But I'm trying to figure
mm-hmm.
out
go
why
back.
It's a problem when I do it, but it ain't a problem when you do it.
I'm about
you
to say
it. You
man.
Got a car.
Here's the difference.
You
said
that
the
man,
difference.
You
first giving all,
him fellatio,
hey,
and
hey,
you have a
Scott
Peterson?
If history serves, hey,
you
giving
him fellatio.
Before my partner even came out with a cop, I had
mm-hmm.
a cop. If history serves,
what does that got to do with what I said,
hold
Jeremiah?
On, wait a minute.
What
I'm
got to do with what I said?
Man, if you shut the fuck up and listen right quick.
I'm not understanding.
History, hey, man, if you shut the fuck
what?
Up, you're going to understand by and by, baby. Hold tight.
Okay, and then I want you to shut up and let me talk after that.
Okay,
okay
I got you.
Okay.
I got you, but you got to let me get my full thought out.
Okay,
you got to let me get my full thought out. Now, if history serves you correct, before you ever known Zay to have a race car, Zay was either
mm-hmm.
lying in my car, burning my car, showing me how to do shit with my car. My car
mm-hmm.
was out first. Let's start off with saying that, right? Now, when Zay
okay.
came out right behind me and fucked the city up, that's my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's the nigga that sold me most of the game that I have today, right? So now,
right.
you
mm-hmm.
and Ryan, you motherfuckers just got knowledge of each other maybe 5 to 6 years ago. Truth being
damn.
Told, you was just trying to fuck Ryan up 5, 6 years ago or get him
mm-hmm.
fucked up 5, 6 years ago. Now you're sucking dick and you on his bumper.
Oh,
oh
man.
Ryan this, Ryan that, Ryan this. The motherfucker to grab the back of your head and shot his load off of your throat to the motherfucker.
Damn.
Back of your head and bust off
ooh,
your goddamn
man,
shoulders,
like,
man.
Not down
all
to the tonsils.
Right here.
Yeah.
Not
if
down to the tonsils.
He's
going to
say y'all didn't let him finish. Let him finish, y'all. Let him finish.
Hey, so
him
if history,
finish.
So if history serves you correct with what you're saying, again, like I said, sir, I can sit around and promote my team member. Now, again, let me say this. Are you denouncing?
Mm-hmm. No. You can't keep
wait,
going back before now.
Are you denouncing
you
Camp 15? Now I'm leaving room for you to come on that. It's called a transition,
mm-hmm.
right?
No, okay.
So
stop.
Now, are you
stop
denouncing
right
Camp 18, or is Ryan a part of Camp 18? What the
can
fuck
I
is
answer
going
your
on?
Question?
What do some people want to know?
Can I answer your question, sir? Are you allowing me to talk now? Can I talk?
Right, go ahead.
Come on, Sean.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this, Jeremiah. First of all, I've been racing for a long time, paying people ass
mm-hmm.
up.
Sure have.
Mm-hmm. Now listen, you've been watching me like a little bitch. You was about 11 years old, sucking dick.
Damn.
You was a little faggot. You was watching me. They was watching me. A whole bunch of you motherfuckers. Why, damn near everybody on the goddamn phone, including Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ryan had a Mustang, sir. He knew we have a mutual friend, and they said he wanted to race. So I got him on the phone, and we was talking slick to each other trying to race. And he said, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to cuss and this and that and that and this. So he said, you know what I'm going to do for you? You think I don't know you. I'm going to find out something. And then a lot of this stuff is none of your business, but
yeah.
We found out, you know, we were something like family. So we started hanging out and things and things of that nature. And then I never tried to run him anymore. And I was lining him up, motherfucker. He wasn't lining me. I was lining him up. And I was showing him a few things and things of that nature. So I never drawed on him again and never tried to race him, sir. And he's my teammate, sir. You know, I
so everything I just
can.
Said
so
was
had,
true.
No, you're a lie. You're a lie. That is not what you said. No, you didn't.
Come on.
Hey, bitch, did I talk when you were talking? Did I talk when you were talking? Hold on. But you was taking a long time, and you were sucking dick when you was 11. So let me finish,
not
sir.
May I finish?
Yeah, Scott Peterson, Vienna Sausage, all that shit.
Damn.
He didn't care what size the motherfucker was. But back to what I'm saying.
Now I'm going to give him the shit because now he's going to crack
the man
jokes.
Hold on, Jerry. The man was on my team. The man was on my team. Listen, the man was on my team.
I called Ryan the sheriff. I don't know how he became the sheriff.
Let me tell his story.
You can never
let me get
to
none of that,
sir. You fucked up, nigga. You can never say that.
What are you talking about?
You can never say that.
We're not trying to get him fucked up. We're not trying to get him fucked up.
They ain't
never
tried to get me fucked up, boy.
I said, when did I try to get him fucked up?
Man, you tried to get that man fucked up, bro. Man, you tried to get that man fucked up. Then come to find out, y'all probably knew a mutual bitch. Both y'all was fucking, and y'all became family, man. Get your faggot ass out of here.
Not the family secret.
He might have fucked one of your bitches.
Not the family secret.
One of my bitches, I'll probably fuck three of
you. He might have fucked one of yours. I want y'all to bring me some of y'all girls. Ryan don't talk to faggots, man.
Sam,
he don't deal with that type of shit.
I love you, Sam. I love your pound cake.
I said I was gonna try to fuck him up. I was gonna race.
Man, stop.
I was gonna race.
Stop, bitch.
Man, that
hey,
was 2013.
Like I said, either Ryan is a part of Camp 18 or you denouncing Camp 18.
Are you jealous?
Because I know Steve ain't rolling with no fucking Ryan,
are you
nigga.
Jealous?
So which
come on,
Jerry
Meyer.
You said Steve ain't.
So
what?
Are you denouncing Ruby Red now? Are you denouncing
what did
motherfucking
you say, man?
Hey,
you
You won't let me tell you, Jerry.
Hey, Steve lost all that weight
so he can get all that dope polish in your ass. Now you dumped him and went with Ryan over here. Good body shield ass motherfucker.
Come on, Jerry Meyer.
Hey, Jerry. This motherfucker had Steve lose all his weight.
Man, Vaughn started
all this shit.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, he going to leave Steve and go with Ryan over good built body ass, huh? Okay, Jerry, Torrance ain't Camp 18, so what are you talking about?
Ruby Red, Torrance is not Camp 18, so what are you talking about? Why drive his car? Why drive his car? Man, you ain't driving nobody's car.
Because if you ever brought that bitch to the track, I'll
knock your motherfucking dick in the mud, bitch. G.I.
Joe. Jerry Meyer.
G.I. Joe ain't Cap 18.
Jerry Meyer, you
can't
rank.
Name another one, nigga.
G.I. Joe ain't Cap 18.
I'll knock your
motherfucking
dick in the mud,
nigga.
G.I. Joe. No, you won't.
No,
you won't.
He
won't
with
now
one of
them
cars. Get in either
one
of them. You
drive your car. And I'm gonna
get
in there. Drive your car. Drive your car, like you just told me. Drive your car, like you just told me.
I'm gonna race you with a motor. I ain't the one.
I'm gonna run on board and let you blow, boy. I'm gonna let you blow. You drive your car.
Lock in.
Lock in.
Ruby Red, you driving.
What we
like red
for?
Scotty driving my car. Lock the fuck in. I'm blowing.
No.
He just said you
drive.
Nigga, you look like last night, Flop.
You know what I said?
Look like
you ain't
last
doing
nothing
but
Vaughn started this shit,
cat.
Then it disappeared.
You ain't doing nothing but
yeah. Vaughn started out.
I just told you. I run on water if you drive your car. You heard what I said, bro. You a bitch, boy. Lock that shit in. You ain't got 5,000. You ain't know what 5,000 look like, man. You got me.
Man, call my bluff.
Stop crying.
You're right. I'm a bitch-ass nigga. Please call my bluff right now. I'm a whole-ass nigga. Please call my bluff.
Get out the
way. Show these niggas I'm bluffing, boy. Man, I'll beat the fuck out of Ruby Red or that motherfucking Mustang, nigga. Fuck is you talking
about?
Damn. I got you. Shit out of either one of the weak-ass cars, boy.
G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck is you talking about,
man? Like, you upset, man.
Nah, I ain't upset, nigga. I'm finna get some pussy.
Emotion.
Why would I be upset?
Emotion made me cry sometimes.
Why would I be upset?
It's only a show.
Hey, he mad because Sham gave Ryan the show. He jealous.
He mad because Ryan gave the sheriff. Anybody got a problem with it, that's what we all call him. He the sheriff. That's just that. That's that. I mean, ain't shit else talk about how he got it, where he got it, shit. That's what we call. Same way we call this bitch-ass nigga skin. We don't know nothing about him. But we know his name skin. We don't know how the fuck they call him.
Hey.
He might have a lot of...
Hey, we don't know why we call you. The same as we call you Beyonce. We don't know why.
Oh,
we do
know
why they call you that.
Hey, kid, I'm going to get some dinner, man. Come on back, Flop.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Look. You came on here.
Vaughn calls and all this stuff.
I don't want you to take up all the time.
and D.
He started this shit and didn't disappear.
On this phone locking me in. You want
oh, no, go ahead, Ryan. You got
to
lock in. Do your lock in. I
want
to hear.
Yeah, I
go ahead.
Want
do your lock in. I want to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you got about seven of them. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, hey, where's Shannon at? Shannon, open up some more mics to see if anybody else want to lock me in.
Oh, man.
Young Blood. Now, it's a lot of people on this show, but all the mics are open. The ones that wanted to make reference.
Champ.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. Didn't all of this start because a gentleman said he was the G-Body champ and another gentleman said he had a G-Body? What happened to that?
Yeah. Man, Vaughn started this year.
I don't know. It started that way.
No, no, no. I think Jeremiah said he was the G-Body champ, and that's where all this shit took off at.
Yeah.
So is Jeremiah trying to lock in Ryan?
Yes.
You got me.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You
said yes, you are?
Yes.
Yes.
Put skin in the car. Yes.
You
got me.
Man,
that
man's
crazy,
man. I'm not getting
in the car. Yes. Oh.
Hello?
I can't push the gas now. Okay. I can't touch the
pedal,
son.
Hey.
Okay. He's too short.
Hey, Jeremiah, you know
I'm not reach the pedal.
You
can't reach
short.
The pedal.
No, he can't,
I can't
reach the pedal.
Man, no, I can't reach the I can't even push it to the floor. I might have to push it down a little bit.
Hey,
Bull
couldn't reach the pedal in Zay car. You know what he did? He took
I ain't got nothing
to
do with Bull.
He say, fix the car, motherfucker.
No, we ain't doing all that.
Hello.
No,
hello.
I ain't doing all that. I don't want him doing
hello.
All that for me.
Hey, listen, man. Your daddy rich, boy. He could do anything but fail. What you talking about, boy?
Nope.
Hey, Jeremiah, we ain't got nothing to do with that.
Go ahead, Chimo.
No, I know, Ryan. I know you got to get outside.
I
want to
ask Jeremiah, what is his requirement to run here?
Uh-oh. He said what?
What is your requirement to run you?
Uh-oh. I like that.
I mean, there's no specific requirement to run me. I pick and choose what I run according to if I think I have a chance.
Oh,
a
man.
That's really it's just subject to what I believe. I can achieve with the situation. If I believe I can achieve, then we can lock it in and put some sleeves together and make it happen. I too had a dream like Martin Luther King. All
right,
that everything
I got
worked
a G-body. Hey, Jeremiah, I got a G-body on a small tire, small block. Lock in, then, bro.
Who is this talking?
Uh oh,
this Ant.
I like that.
This Ant.
Hey, Ant. Nobody
you went for my first
star,
race,
man.
Bro.
Hey,
nah,
Ant,
man.
Ant,
you
Ant.
Talking a lot.
I know you want
a race.
Ant. I know you ready to be on the stage right now.
You
got to go,
Todd.
We seen, hey,
fuck,
listen, man.
Fuck the stage.
We seen y'all
get
on Facebook.
The, fuck the
hey,
stage.
Hey, we seen
we
y'all
all here
on Facebook welding the
race.
Back of Canelo.
Damn,
the motherfucker switched the camera over.
You talk a lot, man, but
you
don't
know shit about
the
car, man.
You talk a lot, but you don't do shit.
See,
Jeremiah, that's your problem.
You
like to put
your 3 seconds of fame, all right? If that's what you want,
I don't need no fame.
You,
I need you to lock the fuck in.
I will give you juicy booty ass 3 seconds of fame. I got
man, you,
man.
You a weird motherfucker, man.
I'll be a weird motherfucker
you know
all you want.
Yeah,
man.
You talking about niggas.
I'll be a weird motherfucker all you want.
You want to race you. Hey,
you
fucked
up, man.
You fucked
up,
man.
Never
booty ass. Hold on, fucking mind, man. Never mind. I'm ready to bust my ass. I don't need to
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm
if you
right,
such a fucking
good.
Gangster,
right.
Why have you not opened your mouth up
to talk to you?
Hey, wait
you
a minute.
A booty
why have you not
man.
Opened your mouth up to yak with Little Mo?
You a fucking booty mangler, man. I don't talk.
Why have you not
talk
opened your
booty
mouth
mangler,
up to them?
Man.
Why have you not
I don't
opened
talk
your mouth
mangler.
Up to them?
Damn.
Don't get on this motherfucker.
He a booty mangler, man.
He
talking about motherfucking booty mangler.
A booty mangler.
Lord, how much for not the booty man.
First thing he said was your juicy ass. You hear that shit? You see that shit?
You got the right
booty mangler.
I'ma fuck you, boy. You got the right one. I'ma fuck you, boy.
Well, lock in then, you booty mangler, motherfucker, man.
Oh, man, not the booty bandit.
You got a big old
booty.
You got a
booty mangler. Lock in, man.
You got a big old booty.
You got a
big old
booty. Not the dookie snoop.
Hey, small block.
Hey,
man, if you shut the fuck up, man, maybe a motherfucker could say something, man. God damn, man. Do you like hearing yourself
talking
to him, man? Listen, man.
Nah, I can't
small block.
You got a big old dookie booty.
You know what, man? All that talking.
but we could just solve this shit real fast. Small block,
yes, we can.
Peabody,
yes, we
on
can.
The 28.
Hey, listen, Ant,
lock
all
the
jokes
fuck
aside,
in,
you know
man.
You my man, and I got bad love for you. Ant, bring your car out, man. Nobody knows shit about
who
your
car. Who is this? Is this is this the booty mangler talking?
Man,
oh, man,
I'm
not
booty
Jerry Meyer.
I'm a booty wrangler, motherfucker.
Nah,
hold
you
on,
a booty mangler,
right.
Man.
Booty
you
mangler.
Come on,
he's
man.
Booty mangler.
Listen,
I'm not the booty mangler, motherfucker.
Listen,
I'm the booty wrangler, the booty tamer, motherfucker.
I know you won't lock in with my Chevelle crew, but you can lock in with my small
block. I see you.
Though.
I want you, and I'm going to have you, motherfucker.
You ain't gonna do shit, man, because I'm gonna start wearing some trench coats around your ass, you weirdo.
No, no, you, hey, trench coat ain't gonna cover that ass, boy.
Dang.
This dude is.
Hey,
up.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Y'all motherfucking
yeah, Jeremiah,
trench.
Do me a favor.
God,
damn. Get Zay on the phone real fast if he ain't on here. I want to tell him something.
Man,
okay.
Tell him to hide his ass, too.
Huh? Say it again.
Mm.
I said, get Zay on the phone. If he ain't on here, I'm going to tell him something.
Man.
Oh, wait, but I just heard Ant say something about Zay. What you say, Ant?
Oh, no, I'm talking about you. I ain't talking about Zay. Zay don't need to hide his ass around you, too, since it's around you a lot.
No, nah, what he got to hide his ass around me for? You the only motherfucking drag race.
You be watching
BBW.
Shit, man. You weird,
nah.
Man. You booty mangling motherfucker.
No, nah. You don't. Nah, you the only BBW with a BBL and drag racing motherfucker. No.
Man, bro, you
was
risky. Hey, is any of y'all motherfuckers
you.
Notice some shit like that?
I want
or is this
you, man.
This only weird motherfucker though?
I want you with that BBL, boy.
Hey,
on,
Anthony,
hey.
Boy, the man
lock
game.
In, motherfuckers.
Anthony,
lock your ass in.
Him on the phone.
Man, this is a badass conversation, man. This is terrible.
Yeah, get out the conversation in.
He gave
you want to
three
man. You ain't want to like
that. No, I'm going
to
stop talking with you, motherfucker. I'm going
to give it to you, man.
Man, you ain't finna give a motherfucking shit, man.
You
all talk. Man, you worse than my woman, man. You done talk too much,
hey,
man.
You worse than my woman.
You is a booty mangler, motherfucker.
That's right. The fuck is you saying? You the only nigga
you
I know that's walking
hey,
ass crap.
Look,
don't
man,
talk that shit to
well,
me, boy.
Fuck all this damn attention, man. Lock your ass in, man. You done talk too damn much, man. That's your fucking problem.
Hey,
you don't do enough race.
Hey,
I haven't seen you race no motherfucking
you,
body.
Hey, Shane.
Who
I
have you raced, bro?
Did I call for Ant or did Ant call for me? That's all I want to know, Sam. Did I call for Ant or did he call for me?
That you can run.
Now, because
I
you
got
call
something
for me,
that
you
can run,
have a conversation
though.
I want to have.
I got something that you can run, though, see?
Nah, you right. You got that fat old ass, boy. Bring that on over here. Run that, boy.
Man, you don't. Hey, man,
man
you
that
man.
About,
man. This shit ain't going to end good for you, dude.
You got to have
stop
a conversation I want to have, Ant.
I
don't want to
race, man.
Race
I don't want no motherfuckers.
No shit about, man.
I want to race.
You
I don't want no niggas looking at my ass, man. Come on, man.
Hey, well, you can't help it. Not everybody going to look at your ass as soon as they see you. They want
to no,
know
they
what
ain't.
I'm talking
I think
about.
You the only motherfucker that do that.
No, I bet you money, man. Psychology
hey,
is a motherfucker
man.
When
they
come down.
Hey, man,
like,
hold on.
I don't know about this shit.
I'm
waiting
for the damn
show,
man.
Hey, man.
What
the
hell
is
going
on, man?
Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin. This goddamn guy freaker than Tricky Steve.
I thought this was a motherfucking
race
show. What the fuck is talking about, boo?
I'm from Jeremiah. He turned this into a freak show, man. What's wrong with this nigga?
Jeremiah the booty man.
Okay,
man,
ass, hell,
man.
Man.
Like, man, I ain't never heard no shit like this.
Ain't nothing but me
man.
On here, man.
All
come
you motherfuckers
on,
better watch
no
your booty man. Around the booty maker.
You ain't lying, shit. I'm putting on some big pants. Shit. What's wrong with this nigga? What's wrong with this motherfucker, Anthony? God damn.
I have no idea that he felt that way.
Man,
I had no idea he done felt that way. God damn.
You know that. Yeah,
hey, man, that was some funny shit. That man said you a booty man.
Hey, Ant, he been watching you for a while.
I can see shit. I'm worried, boy.
Hey, Anthony, I thought he was watching that pretty-ass Malibu. He was watching you. I thought he was talking about the hips on that pretty-ass black Malibu. That's what I be watching. This motherfucker watching your booty when you get in the car.
BBL, BBW.
Hey, Anthony. Man, I hate this
no,
nigga got my number. Anthony. Hey, Anthony, the man just texted me what kind of jeans you had on, man. What's wrong with him?
Hey, oh, man.
That might have been no tickets.
Talking about you had,
hey,
talking about you had
hey,
on some Levi's. Did you have on some Levi's, man, when you got that mail?
Hey, Tim House.
Oh, man, I don't even want to look in his garage. What the fuck
Tim House
think
somebody going to come up there and deal with it.
That man probably got some shit in me on his man.
Anthony, you ain't had no Levi's on, did you, when you had got into Chevelle? You had ran.
Man.
You had Levi's.
All right,
I'm back.
Anybody been in that man's garage to see what he got hanging
Levi's
on the wall or anything? Any
I'm
weird
back
shit he got
man,
hanging
the man,
on?
The
I'm
man
back
got basketball players and shit hanging on the wall,
I'm,
man. He's
I'm
looking
back
at their muscles.
Ant got a big old juicy booty. Ant got a big old juicy booty.
Listen
what up?
That,
I'm
man
back. I'm
hey,
back.
Man, I'm
man
gone. I'm gone, and I'm gone. I catch you at the track.
Hey, I'm
there
out of this
go
shit too.
No,
man.
Ain't
yeah,
going
don't
hey
call my
much
name no more, motherfucker. Unless I want to
hey,
talk
aunt
to you. Nah,
aunt
man, I want
aunt
a motherfucking
hey
ring,
aunt
man. I want nobody talking about my ass, man. That's
hey
fucked
aunt
up. There you go.
Hey
there
aunt
you go.
Since you, hey aunt, since you feeling uncomfortable at the track, that mean that Chevelle ought to go for pretty cheap now, then, huh?
Hell no. Hell no, no. Hey man, a motherfucker give me 60,
shit,
they can have it.
Nah, it's about worth 60. I can say about 60, 55.
Oh, it's
50
probably worth more than that, but that's not
yeah
my way
that
out.
Yeah, I can see that.
That bitch all glass, all steel, original.
But you
want to
know? Hey, I'm gonna tell you the crazy part though.
I wouldn't
know,
even sell
people
it, man. Be honest with you though.
Hey, but you know what though? A lot of people with these cars right now, they don't understand it because the cost of living has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up. People don't believe that. I just saw a D-body
online for $30,000. Hey, Jeremiah, since you don't want to get Zay on the phone, I want you to deliver a message.
Oh, shit.
It was cool when we were down in Florida to put Bub in his car. But tell him if he put somebody in Michigan in his car, I'm at his motherfucking ass, too.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me get out. You got my attention now, Friday, right?
I like more G's than when it happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get it on.
Man, I still feel violated. That's fucked up.
I know where that shit at. See that
yeah
shit long ass.
Stop thinking about Jeremiah. Stop that shit.
I ain't thinking about him, man. Shit, I'm worried about that.
Oh, man.
Hey,
come
he
on, yeah.
Hey, Ryan, he didn't answer. Hey, Ryan, he didn't answer. Come on and give me the message so I can relay it the right way. You said, let me make sure I got this right.
It was cool while we was in Florida. It was cool while we was in Florida. But if he put somebody else from Michigan in his car, I'm at his motherfucking ass.
Damn.
So are you saying that because you're just at the whole state of Michigan right now, or how does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you
now,
leave
if he go
out of that, I'm okay.
Now, if he go, no, we at the whole fucking state. The whole got, especially him.
So, wait a minute. Is this the city at home, or is this just you?
Yes. We.
Michigan.
As a whole.
You ready?
Yeah, so, are you saying, wait a minute. What I'm asking is, are you saying the city of Chicago in whole is at Michigan Rath, or is it you?
Yeah.
What you saying?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
I guess you didn't get the memo.
Oh, man, not the memo.
Talk to me. What's the memo?
We at that motherfucking hill.
This
oh,
has
shit
been a
we
declaration
hill,
of war. It's been a declaration
oh
of war.
Hey, Chicago has spoken. Fuck it. We at that hill.
Yeah, we declare war. We declare war.
Okay.
We declare war.
Oh, well, it's a state of emergency for real. Where Bond at? State of emergency, too.
Vaughn already know, motherfucker.
They got you running quarantine. They got you running quarantine, Jeremiah.
Motherfucker.
I run
got
quarantine.
You running quarantine.
I run quarantine.
Best of all, you get
the. Yeah, I run quarantine.
Well, we're going to let you
get
to Chicago.
We got to weed out the bullshit. We got to find
We got to find the Detroit spies in the Chicago crowd and cut their fucking tongues out.
Gonna find out who's the king of 94.
Hey, boy, you know who it is? It's that it's that big ass motherfucking little Timmy.
Oh man, not the big
Ryan.
House.
This nigga Ryan on one, boy.
Gotta find out who the king of 94 is.
House, hey, no, but really,
he's trying to find out why. He's trying to find out people aliases, and he about to write a statement on the motherfucker.
Oh man,
why
they call him this? Where he live at? Who he fucking?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you who I would like to see lined up with FOC. I would like to see Ant lined up with FOC, with the Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean with the Chevelle. That'll be a hell of a fucking race.
Who the hell is you?
I
want to
line up with him. I want to line up with him.
But Ryan, you gonna scare people with like FOC because, well, I guess no, you're not, because you're not racing nobody that's like, it ain't like you going down to the race Trigger Man and them. So no, I guess you're right. So hey, so Ryan, is it safe to say you saying you'll take one G body and run through all these G bodies there?
Well, we ain't going to say one G-body. You know, like, we still, that's why I wanted to tell Zay his position. See, a lot of people may not know that we at war with these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to let them know. He may want to ride with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like Detroit Leon.
Oh,
like
man.
Detroit Leon.
Not the turncoat.
He better not ride with
me,
man.
Like Detroit Leon.
Oh, man.
Leon.
Like Leon. We had Leon ass, too, because he's a fucking traitor.
Damn.
Damn. Where the hell Leon
is? Oh, man. Not putting the traitors on notice.
Yeah, he's the fuck. Wait a minute. Who y'all saying Leon roll with?
That's
he
Detroit
with
Leon, man.
Really?
He prime time Leon.
Oh yeah. Man.
Not the prime time.
Prime time.
Man, y'all been leaking on the phone. Let's talk to him.
Yak,
my Yak with his bad ass.
Just thinking on the phone. You
know, for a while, now you know for a while that damn Leon was a spy.
Oh man.
How long
you been holding that in, Ryan?
Come on.
Hey, Leon called me. He tried to get me to buy a motor from a motherfucker. So I thought about it. I said, let's see how far this motherfucker go.
Oh,
goddamn. Damn.
Why would I buy a motor and let Leon know what I have in my fucking car?
Oh, man.
So he can get me fucked up? Come on.
Oh, how much?
Hey, where's Jeremiah at?
No, don't start that shit again.
No, I gotta ask, man, yeah, shut the fuck up, Yak. Yeah. Where's Jeremiah? Hey, where's Jeremiah?
Jeremiah.
Oh, what's up, baby? Jeremiah, you started out praising Bam with your gay ass. You started out praising Bam. Why you kick Bam to the curb when he couldn't whoop nobody? Now you kick Bam to the curb.
Bam,
my man, $100,000. Me and Bam talking all
the
time.
Get
we
the
all
fuck out of
here. Yeah, he ain't your team. So wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out. Are you Freak Life or you Bam Entertainment? Whatever the fuck.
Oh,
so let me
come on,
right,
Shorty.
Let me say how that
you
goes.
Said that to me.
Hold
earlier,
on,
now.
Hey, Shorty. Shorty. Now, I'm not going to let you keep saying how something go, because you wouldn't let me say how my shit went. Okay.
Bitch,
okay,
I'm not
going
to allow you to
say anything. You ask your question. We'll leave it as an open question.
Yeah.
No, it's not a question. I ain't asking you shit. I just know you was praising Bam. You was sucking his dick. Pussy motherfucker.
I mean,
and you locked his tie in, and then the bitch didn't ever come to the chat. The weak motherfucker didn't ever come to the chat.
Asked y'all a question. I locked his tie in. He didn't show up to the track. I didn't lock his tie in no more. He cost me some money. That's what he said.
Shut your whole ass up. You ain't driving.
Anybody
your ass in there driving.
You'll never see me around him again.
Off the trailer, your mic is off.
Oh shit.
Hey, Ryan.
Came back.
Where old lion ass Ryan at? Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Go ahead. Hey, Ryan. It's cool you can say what you want to say about me, but your soft ass the one been calling me for a fucking week to find you a motor. Didn't you call me for a week to look for a motor? I'm going to see how much you're going to tell the truth. Didn't you call me for a week to ask me to help you find a small block for your G-body?
Hey.
Didn't you do that?
What?
No, ask him a question. You just lied.
Hold on.
I'm going to clean you up with that.
Hold on.
I don't say shit, but when you lying on me, I'm going to straighten your ass out about it. Didn't you call me for a week to ask me about a small block? Because I called the people and put them on the phone when you was talking to them.
So Ryan does have a small block in the car.
Okay. Hold on.
Shut up. Hold on, Jeremiah. Hush, Jeremiah. Because I called the people that he got his phone number from me to ask for a small block for his car. I ain't want to set your ass up. I ain't got to set you. Set your own self up. You ain't got shit. You're running your fucking mouth. I'm going to beat your fucking ass when it gets time to get your ass whooped. All that old show talking shit, man. You're playing games. You're playing a full bunch of games. Man, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass, man, when race season starts. Remember that. I'm going to show you that I can. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you something else. That same small block that you didn't buy, I would make them take that bitch down in Bobby Coldway and beat your motherfucking asses in the G-body. And do I need to get them on the phone and say, you want to run that? That same car motor that he put in the G-body. I had him to have that bitch down and beat your motherfucking ass. The same one, you want to know how much power it made. You want to know all about it. Like I told you, we told you too much. Why you sitting over here lying? Stop over here lying. All that bullshit and game shit over with. I'm beating your ass. Only way I won't beat it, you're going to find some excuses. I'm going to fuck you up, boy. All that shit is over with. You talking all that shit. I'm getting prepared for you, boy. I'm going to fucking melt you. And that conversation, I promise you, y'all listening for me. I'm going to shut that boy's mouth up. All he can do is win some fucking money. With your lying ass. Now, if y'all think they're lying, I would call the people to get them on the phone, and Ryan got their number. He called them in and asked how much power the motor made, where it come from. Lying son of a bitch, man, you a liar, Ryan. I ain't say shit. You just keep lying on me. And I'm going to come off of you when you lie on me.
Hey,
I'll be your motherfucking ass.
You.
I don't be nobody else there. Your ass is grand, boy.
I did.
Oh, man, lying
you.
On me.
You
goddamn right you called me.
We talked about the small block, and I was
going to
get it, but I figured out that you were the spot, so I had to go buy another small block.
You're
the spot.
Well,
I mean,
what can I do? Well, you should. Okay, hold on. Do you want me to take that same small block and beat your motherfucking ass with it?
No, sell it to me, Leon. Sell it to me. Call me on the back line.
Get out the way, Jeremiah. Get out the way, Jeremiah, because I can get that. I'm going to take that same small block with that G-body, and I'm going to let your ass look at that motherfucker and show you it's the same one. And I'm going to take that bitch and beat your weak ass.
Where? Right. Where?
Somebody call him, Ray. Hold on. Let me call him.
Man.
Let me call him. Let's get that car down there. Let me call him. Get that car down there. I'll stop you when you're running your mouth. You might get locked the fuck
call
here.
Call him right now. Call him while we're on the phone. You can click on wheel weight.
He knows too much about the college. It might be a trap.
Damn, somebody lying.
Might be a trap, Lee.
Somebody lying.
Yeah, man, get your bitch ass out the way, bitch.
Hey, bitch, he on mute. I can talk while he on mute.
Get your whole ass out the way, bitch.
Mama, I can't see. Get your house, Mama.
Oh,
Mama,
hey,
I can't
look.
I called him, we talked, and I was going to buy the goddamn motor. I found another small box for keeper, and it was better. So what am I supposed to do?
Oh, man.
Well, shit, that was a business move. Shit, like, you ain't wrong.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. All.
What's up,
T-Bob? Oh, I don't know, man.
Hey, Mr. Bebop, can you just put your seatbelt on and sit back? We waiting on somebody to make a call.
You finna go for a ride.
Okay.
What'd you say?
And put your helmet on, too.
Not the helmet. Not the SFI.
Hey, what'd you say, Fly? You about to go for a ride?
Yes, sir.
Not the SFI helmet.
Come on over here with me, man. I got you.
Hey,
come on over with
hey
me.
What'd you say? What'd you tell him? Come on in the corner with me. This shit finna go up.
I got you.
Hey, over here, sir. It's safe over here, sir. It's safe over here.
That car ain't got no seatbelts in it.
Damn. Jeremiah. Yes, bitch.
Bobby Cole raced by chance.
I'm not going to Bobby Cole's race with my car. I'll be there, though.
Oh, man.
Okay, well,
I know you're going to go. I know you're going to be in state of. Hey, listen, bitch. I know you're going to be in state of emergency, too. And I know Vaughn's going to have another T-body shootout.
I don't want to wait that long. I don't want to wait that long.
Hello. We can't lock no race in because he don't know if it's going to be out the chassis shop. And they gonna might not be able to bring that car out of it. But and before all that, my fucking car be ready. Back to the old drawing board. I'm going to beat your ass before you go down south. I'm going to beat your ass before you go down south. So you just remember that why you keep lying every day. Where the fuck you want
to
go?
We have to go down south. It's going to be cold.
Listen, Ryan. Wherever the fuck you want to go.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm going to beat your ass before Bobby Cole race. And you come right back on this goddamn show and tell the truth with your lying ass.
No, I agree
I'm
with you.
I'm going to go back on mute
because
you got caught lying, motherfucker.
No, I didn't lie. You was fine.
Yeah, lad. You called me for a whole fucking week by begging for a fucking
You
called me, motherfucker.
Oh, man, that's the whole week.
You talking about I trying to set you. You ain't shit to set up.
Damn.
You ain't doing nothing but settle these shows and run your goddamn mouth.
Damn.
Wait a minute.
Doing nothing.
Oh, kid, listen to this. Listen to this, what I'm going to say, kid. So, Leon, you've been accused of being a double agent.
Hey, listen to me. The man called me for a whole week looking for a small
come over
block.
Where it's safe
I'm not even going to lie. He asked the mayor how much the power it made. Yes, I tell you because y'all don't know what kind of. The bitch made $900 and he had paperwork.
Damn,
that's how much he told him. I said, don't tell him no more because he ain't put no money down. Then he go back and the motherfucker trying to set you up. I'm going to set you up, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass before Bobby Cole race. That's the setup.
Oh, shit,
nigga. You ain't got enough sense to fucking whoop me.
Damn.
That's
the
setup.
Let me come in the gate. I'm going to get out the race,
Block.
Your
lying
ass.
Hey,
bro.
Say
it
again.
You ain't about Ryan Moore at the grandstand? You about going Moore at the grandstand, bro?
I wouldn't give a fuck. He's
ball
Godzilla motor.
He can't even hear you.
He bought Vaughn more than a grandson. He can buy a Tucci motor. Who gives him?
Hold on. Who said that?
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Three lug motherfucker. I heard you bought grandson motor.
Damn.
Man,
not
you
the
ain't
grandson.
Doing, hey, three lug. What's up? How you doing, brother?
What up,
huh? Chilling. I thought, hey, man, that's why the spy's saying all that shit. That's why Mr. B been saying that shit, man. Stop saying that dumb shit. I got it from out the street. I'm going to say what I heard, motherfucker.
Hey,
oh,
listen,
man,
but
listen,
I'm
gonna
tell
you. My name,
hey, Von.
Hey,
Von.
Do that, man.
Hold on,
hey,
Von.
Hey, Von.
Hey, Von. I ain't saying that about you, did it, bro. I said it about your mother, man. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, listen. If he brought my motherfucking boat, I ain't got no boat in my daddy in. Don't that mean something?
Hey, Von, leave that alone, Von. That's me and you, Von. Leave that alone, Von. That's me and you, Von.
Nah, you know what? I'm just saying, because I've been, even just say for instance, the shit we talk about in Chicago, the only way they know about it in Detroit is because we got people that say that shit.
Right.
And so
right.
when y'all keep repeating shit, if y'all know some shit, why not just win y'all some fucking money with y'all faggot ass instead of hating? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of jam on break. Who's calling the faggot?
That's what they don't know how to do that.
I'm calling the faggots to the motherfucker that been saying it to the people in Detroit, and I know who the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, all right.
Damn.
I'm going on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Some more traitors.
Hey,
you know who the traitors is? The motherfuckers get on this phone and run their mouth like they gonna whoop everybody, and it's taking them fucking 3 months to get their fucking car together. That's what the training is. Get
on,
it inside this side fucking race. Over there holding shows talking about locking everybody in, and he ain't got shit ready. Motherfucking car hanging up in there.
Leaking.
Fix your shit. Mine do got a motor in it.
Lincoln, you better not.
Stop lying on me, man. I'm beating your ass.
Mine got a motor in it too, and I got a slot open for Bobby Ray. Anybody on here looking for some smoke?
Oh shit!
Hey, Von! Right now, Von, get out the way. I'm gonna paralyze that lying motherfucker over the host of these shows, and ain't gonna whoop a monkey.
Okay.
Just run
damn,
out of my mouth.
I'm about to throw my reel. We already know we're going to do D-Lug. You
already
cool.
Fucking said it.
I understand, but then could you please?
Hey,
again, he wanted a motor made 900 horses. That small block made 900 horses. 900.
Damn.
So y'all know he got to have at least 900 if he can hold on to 900.
Oh, man, not that motor. I'm a whole lot of stallions.
I'm good, but when you lie on me, I'm coming off of mute. You know I go there listening. Don't fucking lie on me, but I'm going to beat your ass.
Gotta,
I ain't going to lie about that.
You got a point there, Lee.
In your motherfucking ass. Always won't race. You going to say you don't want to race.
Trust me, he should have bought that motherfucker
while he listened to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna take you to a good motor, I damn sure ain't gonna draw you. I'm gonna gamble with you. That's how weak he is. He don't know shit. I ain't never tried to race him. He tried to race me. He gets fucked up and get in the way.
Man, I got
7,000 for me. Come on, I'll take you.
I'm betting with him. You agree with me, Leon.
If a motherfucker feel like they don't, then they should be trying to gamble with you, not put no motherfucking dick in their mouth and run the hell business.
If he'd have bought that motor, I probably would have been the second motherfucker that ran. Let me get in the pot. Fuck them and say they pulled some shit like that.
Well,
now you done broke that goddamn rope.
They doing a Lorraine Bobby. They cutting dicks out.
I'm telling you, man, Lorraine Bobby.
I'm going to race 2023. I don't want to race nobody else. So don't nobody else come on this show talking about running Leon. I'm at Ryan, motherfucker, as I'm assuring me. He's a goddamn dude.
Not the
Von
Ryan.
He come back as a fucking dude.
Hold on.
I don't want to run nobody else but him first.
Hey, Ryan, Leon,
that,
BK,
that
motherfucker, we had that $500 bet.
That is so disrespectful.
Need that 500, blow your ass out.
Huh?
He said,
man, I told Ryan, Leon, MBK, motherfucker, with that 500, blow your ass out.
Yo,
come
here.
On, Three Love.
I'm going to put MBK on his ass. He going to put it on the back of his ass when I get done with him.
Damn, not the stamp of approval.
Get it from my mouth. I promise you that. I'm beating his motherfucking ass.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, man. Hey, kid, she's starting to add up now.
I'm telling you, man.
No, it ain't fly. See, if he wouldn't have lied on me, I wouldn't have seen his shit. That bitch made 900, and I had a sheet. What the fuck am I better get this for him? I'm leaving to a killer.
Man, you lying. Send me the sheet.
Well, hey, Three Love, did you hear what he just lied about me? You know goddamn well I'm going
to
come here and have
you.
Leaky
has to say all that about the motor, man. He has to say all that.
Hey, Three Love. That's poor. Hey, Three Love. When you said it, allow me, and you called me for a fucking week, I ain't going for that. Fuck all that. Gloves off. I'm beating this motherfucking ass. That's it. So he can take me
home. He didn't allow you. He didn't allow you. He was cracking a joke. He said he was going to get a medal from me, but you was a spy. So he didn't get it. That's all he said.
Oh, man. Not the James Bond.
The man didn't lie on you.
Hey. Hey,
yeah,
if I was so much of a spy,
he was trying to get
him
more than
500.
No, I get what you're saying, but he said, Leon, I was talking to Leon, he was trying to get me to buy a small block, but I thought about it. He's a spy. So he didn't want to get that mobile. He didn't lie on you, Leon. He said the same thing.
But, okay, hold on. Let me tell you something. You always trying to defend him. But if he had kept me out of it, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
No, you can say what you
want to
say, but you keep saying he's lying on you, though.
Hey, panel, do y'all understand? If he would have kept me out of it by lying on me about trying to get him a motor, I wouldn't be saying shit on this show. I was that back just
you
listening.
You keep saying
lying.
You
was
just
doing.
Admitted that you were trying to get him a motor.
He
lied when he said I was trying to get him a fucking motor.
I got a question.
Oh, man.
Get the dog up, you don't want
to
get
him
fucked up.
To get him?
Don't wake the dog up, because I'm going to fuck that boy up.
Oh, man, not the sleeping dog.
Hey, Leon,
both just admitted that he was trying to buy
a motor.
Yeah, y'all got to listen to what's going on.
Hey, listen.
He never said that he called you for a week straight. Actually, he said he never even called you.
Get off
the
fucking way, man.
He didn't say that, but
Get out the way, man.
Him.
You don't have nothing to do with this. You're a west
your
rider, so he had to do it. I know it, but just get out the way. I got it. I'm a grown dog. I'm all right. Get out of there.
Oh, man.
Just
stand
up there.
Y'all just need to
stand up there. You stand up there.
Fuck. I just need to raise
And I need you when you see that motherfucker tear away there and watch this dumb ass set there and get his ass pulled out. That's what I want you. That's when you can talk then.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna gut. I'm gonna gut that boy there. I'm gutting him.
Lord, have mercy.
So nobody talk to me about racing. He the first motherfucker I want. It's going to be before Bobby Cole races. If he got to want to go to fucking Florida, I'm going to haul his ass to Florida, beat the fuck out of him.
Not the first on the list.
Can I ask my question?
Now, I'm going back on mute. As long as you ain't lying on me.
Go ahead, B-Bop.
I
want to know, can the Mouse Man and Leon get diplomatic immunity? Because this is some strong shit. People being accused of espionage.
I don't got nothing against no.
Oh, my man. I love that vocabulary.
What are you talking about, B-Bop? What's wrong with these
people, espionage.
God damn.
B-Bop, diplomatic immunity.
Because y'all
What are you talking about, Mr. B? You said diplomatic immunity with me and Leon.
I want them to let y'all give y'all a pass, save y'all. Don't take you to jail or nothing. Cause,
man.
They said you telling secrets, and they said Leon telling secrets.
What secret did I tell? Hold on, B-Bop.
I don't know.
What secret I told?
I'm selling like I bought it.
Hey, Hey, Bonhead, me and you both. Bonhead, me and you both in the same boat. Hey, Mr. B, you know what?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm just trying to figure out what I told. I'm trying to figure out what I told.
Hey, Bonhead, we in the same boat.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would
go
like to know
what did you hear? Who did I tell on? Or something like that. Could you give me any type of information? Who did I tell on?
I caught the tail end, said skin telling shit. I said, what?
I said, on who?
They didn't say all that mouth. I caught the tail end.
But Mr. B.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm ashamed of you because you know better than that.
You should be ashamed of me.
Well, but you know better
like
than
I
that.
It. What you want me to do?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. But you know, oh, so if a motherfucker tell you I raped a little kid, you just gonna say I'm selling it like I bought it, Mouse. That what you gonna do?
I'm defending you like I'm
asking you a question.
I'm defending you.
I'm asking you a personal question, though, man.
I'm defending you. I said, please grant this man diplomatic immunity. Get him out of there.
That's not defending me.
I'm not defending me. Hold on, Skin.
Yeah.
Can the person
that verified Skin told something, please come forward?
Because I want to tear his ass up.
There you go.
If he's telling it, I want to tear his ass up.
That's right.
I don't think it's a game, but I want to go to his ass and
he's
telling.
And I like that, Flop. I like that. I'm going to bring my ass to get tore up, too. I'm gonna pull this motherfucker out. Give me raw
ass.
Give me raw ass, motherfucker.
You gotta say who he heard say Skid was telling. Who? How else you gonna get
right
to the bottom of?
Oh, he ain't even gotta say that. Tell me who
now,
was out telling.
He ain't no motherfucker Smith, nigga.
Oh man.
Hey, Let me ask Three Love something. Hey, Three Love, you said Mr. B ain't no snitch. That what you just said?
Yes.
Well, why did you just tell that Ryan bought grandson motor? You just snitched.
Oh, man.
I'm doing it. I said that. I ain't hear that.
I'm just asking a question. What was you doing when you just said that you heard he got the motor?
He said Mr. B was the one saying that shit. I know who the fuck was saying it. I've been talking about that.
I get everything you saying, Vaughn. But I didn't.
You remember
but I didn't come on here and say, Mr. B, they said this and that. Give them diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. You remember from when I first pressed one on the phone, I kept saying, we got motherfuckers that need to get their tongue cut out talking. I said this before we even
yes, you did. Yeah, you said all that. Hey, but look, Bob, did I feed off into it? Hold on, Three Love. I asked you a question, you didn't even answer it. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not tripping on you. Three love, something wrong with you, man.
I'm not calling you nothing. I said he just called me something. I said he just said he heard something about me, but he can't say nothing that was said. I said, so what was Three Love just doing when he just told that somebody bought something? That's what I said, Three Love. You got
I'm
to listen, man.
I'm a bitch. I'm a fat hoe. What are you going to call me?
No, I'm not calling you shit. You ain't hear me call you a motherfucking thing. Can you call you shit? You ain't hear me call Leon.
I'm not talking bullshit.
Hey, Skin, it's 2023, nigga. Brian didn't scare you no motherfucking more. I had to talk with Brian. I told him, stand up for your little short ass, nigga. That's why he said what he said, nigga.
Okay.
Hey,
but what do that got to do with him? What do that got to do with him? He heard I'm snitching, but they ain't got no evidence, though.
Man,
okay, I can handle it.
See,
See, I didn't say you couldn't handle it, Bebop, but guess what?
Justin got your
pocket. I'd have told you.
You telling what you heard, Bebop.
And what I'm saying is, I mean, them allegations.
That's all I said. I said, when you said you heard Skin was a snitch, you couldn't say where it came from or who said it. But when Skin said that you was a snitch, she telling you that I said it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah, see, I got evidence. I got paperwork.
That's evidence.
That was the difference.
Order in the court.
That's the difference. You ain't telling me nothing about who told you.
What Vaughn's saying. Vaughn's saying.
Well, the difference is...
Because they probably lied on me, Bebop. But I didn't take that like that. Y'all both agreed to what the fuck he was trying to do. Y'all both agreed to it, so that wasn't a lie. That was not a lie. Y'all both agreed that y'all was on the phone, you was trying to get him a little block, and he was going to get it, and he thought about it and said, no, nah, Leon might tell somebody. He was just bullshitting with you when he said you was a spy. It was just a trick to y'all. He just saying, he didn't want you to know what he got. He didn't want you to know what he got. Look, Leon, could you let me finish, Leon? He don't want you to know what he got. And then he trying to run three little mil. So he thought about it.
Stop right there.
Ask me what was he wasting my fucking time for? What was this? What was the reason?
He said he wanted to buy a motor, but he thought about it that you was a spy. And like he said, you fuck with us, so he won't buy the motor from you. That's all the man saying, dog.
Stop right there.
He didn't think about that.
You see how you doing that? Let me show you. Let me explain something to you. This has been 2 weeks. This has been 3 weeks ago since he asked about that. 3 weeks ago. Okay, listen, man, anytime a motherfucker bring my name up about something, I'm going to say, well, talk show your ass. If they talk show, I'm going to talk show.
You got a point there.
I ain't going to let you talk show me, and I can't talk show you back. But at the end of the day, I'm going to whoop that boy's ass at the end of the day. That's why I said, stop all that talking. All this shit y'all trying to defend him and cover up for him.
No,
Hey, Skin, one thing I know is you told yourself,
Ryan about not say shit to you. That's what it seems like, because you just jumped straight on it. So it just sounds like you automatically told yourself that he better not say shit to you or you going to get on his ass. Because y'all wasn't just saying about that. Hope y'all was saying the same thing.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with them racing. Hold on, I'm probably going to step off the show. Why every time I get to say something, but a motherfucker can say a whole bunch of shit, but soon I stop talking, you motherfucker got the goddamn wall up.
It's cool when they do it.
I'm going to say this to get out the way.
Damn, Leon.
Hey, Skin.
How did he lie?
Because you're doing a lot of talking. Skin with me and
Ryan.
I'm
gonna back this shit up,
nigga.
Let me get some sandwiches.
When me and Ryan is talking about racism, I don't need you. Hey, man, get your bitch ass out of here because you can't whoop me at all.
You can't whoop me at all.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I could get you in race.
No, you can't.
Oh,
yo, bitch ass can't whoop me now.
Oh, Lord.
You can't whoop me.
Get
I'm not getting that shit. I'm getting in my car.
I beat some hell in your motherfucking head.
I'm getting in my car, man. I'll beat the fuck out you, boy.
Get in your car.
I will.
Yeah, get in your car.
I will. You're gonna match up with me. I'll beat the fuck out you. You know I'll murder you, boy. You know I'm gonna murder you
with
a
shit.
You ain't nothing, man. You trying to turn this shit into racism. Every time I turn to get out of the man's business, you can't tell me what to do.
Lock me in with his regal.
Lock me the fuck in.
My.
Beat the fuck out you, Leon.
No, you like low in. You ain't
my own car. You ain't shit, man. You was running behind me, motherfucker.
And I got mad.
You was running behind me, motherfucker.
Nigga ain't running
behind
no goddamn
motherfucker.
You ain't
running behind me. You better with me when I ran the deal. That's the only thing I'll agree with you. When did I run behind you, nigga?
You ain't never been nothing.
Not never.
Oh, man.
Y'all, not
every
never.
Time, if y'all listen, every time
man,
me and Ryan
every
talk,
time this dick
he bring
in your
his
mouth,
loud ass in the way.
Every time this dick
in
your mouth.
In your mouth, you faggot. You
I ain't said shit about y'all race. You faggot motherfucker. I ain't said shit about y'all race, nigga.
Yeah.
You a lying
motherfucker. You said our conversation.
I ain't saying shit about y'all race, motherfucker.
You
mad because you made me wrong with your ass. Put the fuck on, nigga.
Man,
put the fuck on,
I'm in Rand pocket. I'm in Rand pocket. He's
man,
in my pocket.
I don't give a fuck. I'm in your pocket,
motherfucker.
Pussy motherfucker.
No, you ain't. You in knucklehead pocket. You in knucklehead pocket. You
in
my pocket.
I'm in your pocket,
nigga. You fucking loser.
I'm in your pocket. I'm in your pocket. I can't tell. I can't tell.
Yeah, you a fucking loser.
Let me a loser then.
Motherfucker.
Let me a loser. Get on me. Get on me with a cop.
You a fucking loser.
Get on me, man. You trying to shift the weight, nigga. Everybody said
shift
the same thing I said, but you want to get on me. You can't handle me, Leon.
I get on you.
Pussy motherfucker.
Don't rape me.
Everybody said the same thing. Everybody told
you.
Everybody said what I said. He didn't lie on you. And your pussy ass tried to go at me. Nigga,
you know what, Ryan?
Y'all a motherfucker.
And y'all know it.
Everybody said something, nigga.
He shut up.
Even Three Lords did something.
And tell
three
you to get the fuck out
the
way.
Three Lords even said the same shit I said. Get your
ass
out of here,
tell me shit. But
what
shut
the fuck out
of ass and get out the way.
And I can't either. I can't either. But why you arguing with me then? Why don't you tell Three Lords he ain't got nothing to whoop you with? He'll beat your ass with his cock. Pussy motherfucker. You wasn't fast to Three Lords, you coward
motherfucker.
You wasn't fast to Three Lords. That true ass dropped out, nigga. That shit's some garbage, nigga. Garbage ass motherfucker, coward
ass,
bitch ass. Fuck is you talking about?
Man,
I wasn't running behind shit.
You running behind
You niggas don't know the difference in running behind somebody and being cool with a bitch, motherfucker.
Every time you look around,
fuck is you talking
about?
Pussy ass nigga.
I
wasn't falling behind you, coward
motherfucker,
nigga. I ain't never falling behind none of you pussy motherfucker. You a motherfucking lot, nigga.
You run that all the time.
Yeah, what are you? Tell me that shit in my face. Three Lords, I need you to tell me that. I ain't ran behind no pussy motherfucker, nigga.
Stupid ass nigga.
Fuck is you talking
about? Ain't got nothing to whoop nobody with.
You
ain't
shit,
Mr.
B. You ain't garbage ass shit. We ain't not follow behind you, motherfucker, Mr. B. We ain't not follow behind you, motherfucker. We don't follow behind no motherfucker, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? You
sure
coward, pussy motherfucker.
I'm talking
you
about your
behind. You lying, nigga. I ain't never followed behind none of you niggas.
You ain't following. You run
down.
Way
out of line.
Man, get your whole ass out of here, nigga. You a lying motherfucker. I can count on my hand. On my hand, how many times I bet it with your pussy ass, nigga.
Damn. That's what you want to do. You want to find where
you
want to be.
I bet it with you 2 or 3 times in my whole life. Get your
foul
ass out of here.
That's what you
want
out
of here, nigga. Me and Mr. B was going to put up
you
the money
Mr.
on your
B
coward
nothing.
Ass, because we knew you could beat
me.
Motherfucker, you can't beat nobody but Clark.
Bitch,
only motherfucker you can beat is
Dee Dee.
Pussy motherfucker.
You lucky. I might have thought your pussy ass in the blender, motherfucker.
So, damn, not the blender.
Throw me in there. Throw me
in
there.
Not
the 13-speed blender.
Y'all hear this shit out of Detroit? That's who be throwing niggas in the blender right there.
Oh, man.
I throw you in the blender because you jumping shit and doing
you can't.
You running high.
I bet you can't.
You bet on motherfuckers' car. Get somebody else your money
you
to bet. Talking about you don't,
I
bet,
you can't.
You don't bet against people.
I bet you can't.
Man.
I bet you can't.
You jump a lot. Hey, spend that money for me. Bring it to me at the end of the day.
I should have been betting against you.
Niggas.
I should have been betting against you. Shit ass, nigga.
You should have been.
I'd have had a bankroll. You getting into that personal shit, nigga. I don't get it the way you got your motor from it.
Time.
All
that.
Don't do that whole ass shit.
Man.
I don't
care what you do.
Nigga, don't put no accusation on me,
you
thieving ass, bitch ass, nigga.
I don't care what you do.
You think you niggas fucking do?
motherfucker. I'll your motor,
pussy ass nigga.
Water,
you know what I'm talking about?
Lord,
say, motherfucker, I put some money. I put some. Boy, you ain't never seen me put no money with no motherfucker. Bitch, I'll tell
man,
you
shut
if
up.
I'm a bet against you. Nigga, I ain't said none of you poor ass niggas.
Hey.
Fuck is you talking
hey,
about?
Hey.
Put my money where I want.
My.
Fuck is you talking about?
Baby.
And Mr. B knows that, nigga. I don't got to sneak. I don't
got
to sneak my money with no
motherfucker. I got him going now, y'all. I
don't act like I'm with you, nigga, and sneak my money with no motherfucker. Whole ass, nigga. I tell you, you ain't gonna win. That's why we always argue. I tell
I
you, you can't
now.
Win, bitch, motherfucker.
Hey, I got
Mr.
to pick this motherfucker. I told
you, you talking
about
Mr.
Oh,
B.
Man,
Mr. B will say the same shit. If he don't think three legs on me, he ain't doing what he's doing. He ain't
going
to be. I got to get your ass out of here. I'm calling a motherfucker, nigga. I'm about to call it now one of you weak ass niggas. For what?
You,
got
you ain't going to do shit.
What is you talking about, nigga? I'm the motherfucking leader, whole ass nigga. You ain't never been
damn.
Shit. Pussy motherfucker. You ain't never been shit, nigga.
Hey,
I just took a lightning to your bitch ass, nigga. You ain't never been
now.
Nothing, boy.
Hold on, hold on.
Nigga, I take a lightning to certain people, nigga.
I got it now,
nigga, I take a lightning to certain people. Ryan ain't been nothing. Ryan ain't never been nothing. I took a lightning to him, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, whole ass nigga?
Okay. You the
fuck is you talking about, boy? I take a lightning to motherfuckers, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? And Mr. Green, know that.
Oh,
hold on, Mouse. Let me say something real quick.
You
don't
say
the feelings.
Hold
on,
you
can do it in Paris.
You take a lightning to me, too, Jordan?
I sing the
feelings,
song. Unless you can do it in Paris on B-flat.
No,
you fucking up the feelings, song.
Hey, all I know is this. Y'all coming on in with
that
shit-ass
motherfucker.
Come on,
hey, all I heard is my heart.
Man,
hey,
you're
the leader.
Hey, check this out.
I said, go ahead, B-Bop. Which is the leader. I thought you was going to say, like, Alonzo, I'm the man up in this motherfucking piece.
Hey, Mr. B, you know better than that, Mr. B. Motherfucker, boy. You niggas ain't gonna jump off you a lying bitch.
Lord,
you
know
that,
Bebop. 13 speed blender.
You forgot Jitty Boom.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
Jitty Boom, man.
Well,
and I don't need no co-signer.
Oh,
I know he's Jitty Boom.
This shit
man, ain't gonna whoop no
motherfucker,
man.
I need some more boots.
Come on, man. You didn't
have
to say that.
Man, we're out. He couldn't even whoop Willie Dawg from way down south, lady.
Oh,
man. Get out of here, nigga.
Hey, oh, shorty. You
I bet to Mr.
Beater.
I bet to Mr. Beater bet with you when you ran that tutu old cop, motherfucker.
Oh, bro, man.
Carded ass out. You can't whoop no motherfucker, nigga. That's why you
I
did that shit on the line,
Sean.
Motherfucker.
Oh,
because he ain't
want
to get embarrassed. That motherfucker didn't want to be embarrassed. That's why he ain't leave. He ain't go in there.
Oh, man, not the time out.
He like you, Mr. B. He going to try to
time
out on
out.
Purpose. That bitch jagged their money off. You put them in the blender, bitch.
Damn.
You can't put me in there because I wasn't there. You put your dumb ass in the blender if you better with him, motherfucker.
How long you hold that in, shorty?
Bitch, you ain't going to
hold that in, shorty.
I'm a ride or die.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. He's talking about he going to
well,
put me and Mr. Bill.
Somebody going to preach a eulogy. Somebody going to preach.
He was better than money.
Go preach a eulogy.
Me, I wouldn't have been the only one in the blender, Bebop.
It's not what you know.
That is so
it's what you
sure.
can prove.
Hey, tear down my line, Bebop. Me and you go split it and bet the money on Leaky Cop. He said he was going to put me in the blender.
That's called disrespectful, shorty.
Mr. B was going to be right there with me. He was going to be blending the fuck up, lemonade.
Damn.
Hey, listen. Who just played that Lonzo clip?
Not the Hamilton Beach blender.
Who just played that Lonzo clip? Who just played that?
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's right.
I like that.
Hey, Bebop.
Huh?
Hey, Bebop. Now, y'all still cool with me, but we can't do that no
more.
He going to put us in the blender, man.
Oh, man. Not the Hamilton Beach blender.
Bebop. That's slap the shit out of me, man. Me and you had a whole bunch of conversations when you was in college, man. And I'm steady
man.
I took a liking to him, Bebop. I'm steady vending the Bebop when Bebop was in college doing all that homework. I said, Bebop, I take a liking to him, man. I don't want to fuck you. Hey, you know who told me that I was a goddamn fool? You know who told me I was a damn fool, Mr. B? Hold on. Mr. B, you know who told me I was a damn fool? Bebop, Tate the Great. Tate said,
man, you crazy.
You getting that relationship with them people. Man, Tate went right over there and put his money with Cal City Cal against Leon. I ain't even bet.
Oh, man.
I ain't even
AKA Ferrari. I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. Continue, whoever this is.
Bebop.
I'm loving it.
But I'm a Bebop. Hey, Bebop.
Follow when I do it.
Hey, Bebop. Big Drag and all of them was betting with Leon with
damn,
Bebop.
Homie.
I stood the fuck
they
down.
You
I
was
said,
the man,
man
homie.
I said, he going to get his ass whooped, but I ain't going to bet against Leon now. And Tim out. He's a jackass, but he's telling me I'm sneaking my money, though. He going to put the accusations on me. Nigga, you sneaking the motors in your car, motherfucker, that you're stealing.
Oh,
nigga,
come on, Shorty. That's disrespectful, Shorty.
I'm like Jeremiah. While they telling they lies, I'm going to tell them the truth.
Bitches want to talk slick.
That shit ain't even cool what he doing. You getting all personal, and you lying. That's just like saying a nigga got trick dice, man. You saying some whole ass shit.
Oh, man, not the trick dice, too.
I don't give a fuck what these niggas say. They saying some whole ass. I don't give a fuck if Three Love don't understand. I know Mr. B understand. A lot of these motherfuckers don't understand. Suck my dick. Nigga,
damn.
Nigga doing all that old personal shit.
Not
till
you, come.
What me and Mr. B got to do with y'all? Cause I want to call y'all name. What y'all gonna kill me? The fuck, I can't call your name. I took a liking to you, D-Love. You let me in your pop. Fuck is you talking about? I ain't saying D-Love around you.
Let me
talk. No, I didn't say you did, man. I'm just making a point.
Leon,
don't give a fuck. Leon can suck my dick, nigga. Fuck is you niggas talking about?
Come on, shorty.
Man, he can suck my dick. Call me a faggot. Call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me too late for dinner. When he's eating that cornbread. And the beans. Give me some. Me some of them beans.
Hey, Charlie, oh,
these niggas take this drag. These niggas take this drag race and shit too personal, man. But I ain't going to let them make me quit, B-Bop. I ain't going to let them make me quit. They ain't going to make me quit. They not going to run me off the phone, and they not going to make me quit. You know what's up, Mr. B. They take this racist shit too personal, man. This man, why you always gotta say something? Man, get your whole ass out of here, nigga. I said what the fuck I wanna say. Bitch, you jumped in it with him already. Me and Freddie Cool, I didn't jump in that shit. You jumped in that bitch talking about no pecker. Bitch, you ain't never said that in your life. Bitch, you ain't know what a pecker is. Pussy motherfucker,
man.
You ain't never had one on your car.
That's the thing that shoot out the parachute.
Zay the only one that got a peck on his car. He gonna say no pecker. Come on,
man.
But if a motherfucker tell him no Willie Bob, oh, motherfucker, why you worried about who the guy, the big ass tires? Man, get your big stupid ass out of here,
man.
Nigga.
You the
slowest motherfucker in the city, man. The fuck out of here. You wouldn't have been that fast, man, if you wouldn't have got that piece because you wasn't gonna buy one. Pussy motherfucker.
Man.
Talking that
come
shit.
On, Jordan.
Man,
come on.
Now you didn't have to say all
that shit with me.
Yeah, man, I say, fuck him.
He had to say all that. You niggas ain't say shit. When you say what you say, fuck out my ass with a stone. I'll go get the whole mob, motherfucker. Kill me.
Not a paper straw, Jordan. Not the paper straw.
Say what they want to say to me, and I can't say what I want to say. Boy, y'all
it's cool when they do it.
Nigga, it ain't going like that.
It's cool when they do it.
Now,
it's fine when you do it.
If you're going to be fat about the situation, I'm going to shut the fuck up. I tell you, bitch, don't get personal with me. Fuck is all that shit, nigga? You might as well tell a motherfucker, lie and tell a motherfucker I'm tricking them out their money or something. Man, get your bitch ass out of here, nigga.
I want to gamble you hoes, nigga.
Man, I want to gamble you motherfuckers, nigga. I don't want to hear that shit about this and that, motherfucker. When they winning my money, it's all right. Man, y'all can suck my dick.
It's cool when they do
what
it.
Get you off of me, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mr. B, do me and you get into all that? Hey, Mr. B,
no.
I betted you.
No.
I betted you when you was down south. I called you on the phone and betted you, man. And when he gave your money, we still talking the same way. That's all that other shit, man. I don't want to hear that shit, man. You ain't going to tell me, don't get in all right shit. Oh, shut up. You know I ain't going to shut up. If that's the case, I'm going to tell you to shut up with Freddie. Can I tell
you
to shut up with Freddie? Mr. B,
cool
can I tell you to shut
club.
Up with Freddie Kyle with the Kush, man? Can
club.
I tell you to shut up?
I respect you, not me. Yeah, listen, but I said, out of respect, you ain't going to say that to me. You're not going to say that to me.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to say no stupid. I said, but if I said that, what merit do I have? Where do that even come from? Where did it even come from? Why would I even tell you some shit like that? That's your man.
Yeah, well,
that's like three love his man. All them white people that he's sucking dick, talking about they got the small block and this and that and trying to put
Scott
an extra $3,000 on the motor. Now, he ain't tell the whole truth. He tried to put $3,000 on the motor. Well, Ryan, you pussy motherfucker. You ain't tell that.
I hear Bonnie Cool laugh. Motherfucker, why you talking? That's why Ryan ain't lying, because he tried to put an extra $4,000 on it, motherfucker.
Nah,
man,
this nigga that doing
this shit and
he told the owner of the small block to put $4,000 on it. Cause Ryan got it. You know, he a trick. He got it. Put $4,000 on it.
Oh, man.
I ain't get all
come
up
on,
into
man.
That. Nigga, I don't give a fuck what B Love do, Mr. B, him, or nobody. Get out of my business, nigga. You lying on me, pussy motherfucker.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, man.
Somebody get disrespecting. They disrespecting you, shorty.
Now, what about them allegations, T-Bot?
Damn.
Ooh.
Oh,
y'all
are doing a whole lot of snitching tonight, boy.
George Master, this is all about the court. George Master,
say that, Jeremiah.
Why do 10 when you can tell on a friend?
Jeremiah, don't tell your room and put some duct tape on your mouth.
Can I
breathe?
You motherfucker. Hey, you know. Hey, when keeping it real.
Hey, Flop, it's cool when they do it. It's cool when they do it.
Come on, Jerry Meyer.
In when you can tell on
I'm
a
so
friend.
Glad, I'm so glad Flop didn't say nothing.
Oh, no, money.
He won't do is get on me and Flop, man, because he thinks he got us Buffalo because his cop supposed to be faster than ours. But you ain't got no cop.
Oh, man.
You ain't got damn cop, man.
You're disrespectful, Sean.
I'm out of here, nigga. I'm just saying, though, man, you sold your car, man. Sit your ass down, man. Dude, I like
damn.
You jealous because Ryan coming on here saying what he's saying. This shit is pure entertainment to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Mr. B no mad
pure.
About what he's saying. If you think you
pure
mad, lock him the fuck in. If you think you can beat him if he want to race you.
It's only two ways.
On
set
the phone,
him up,
no.
Him in,
everybody,
or
look,
beat his ass.
Hey, Vaughn. Everybody on the phone, this including you. If y'all ain't got to say it, but y'all know deep down inside that bitch mad than a motherfucker because Ryan talking shit. Why are you jealous of that man, man?
Why
you can't save that man, so he going to get on me because he know I'm a bum, Mr. B, and I don't got no business and no job. You know, I'm a bum, so he going to get on me. Bitch, you can't save me, pussy motherfucker. Leon can't save me, and I'm a bum. Nigga, you can't save me. I don't give a fuck how much PPP you niggas get. Look at that nigga.
Oh, man, not the PPP loan.
Hey, man, the correct vernacular is not bomb. It's refugee.
I-O-D one of
come
these
on,
motherfuckers, nigga.
This motherfucker
fuck
here, y'all fucks with him tonight.
It's a whole
y'all
bunch of people on the phone got more than me. But Leon, shut up. I-O-D that fuck-ass nigga, boy.
Hey, man, they always say you don't have
that weak-ass money. I got that weak-ass $100
money. Vaughn, come on here and start this shit, then he disappear.
I ain't sold shit, nigga. I'm going to sell my shit at it.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't acknowledge him correctly. How you doing, Mr. Grudge Race International of the Millennium? What's going on? I got to acknowledge you the right way, Ron. My bag. How you doing, sir?
Hey, money.
Hey, I'm just back, money, enjoying the festivities, man. Enjoying the...
Hey,
if you all,
I mean,
if you all, you come on and start shit and then disappear.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, if we keep calling you Midwest Grudge, then he's going to get mad. He's going to get mad,
man.
Because ain't nobody.
Come on,
ain't nobody. You leeching motherfucker. You want everybody to pay you to come to the track. You don't want to go about the
hell
with the
T-Bang. Oh, man.
You want motherfuckers to put something on top of the pot. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Come on, Shorty, you're disrespectful, Shorty.
Get out of here, nigga.
All you got to do is
that. That nigga kills me, man. I don't give a fuck what no other nigga doing, man. Nigga, you call and want every motherfucker to pay you to come to the track.
On that,
you
like
ain't
that
no
shot y'all was talking about, old boy.
Fuck
y'all talking
here,
about,
nigga.
Old boy. And that did the robbery with the white man shot him, man. Skin on overkill mode now, man.
Hey, Vaughn. Since you got the belt, they can pay you to come to the track. Leon want a motherfucker to pay him. Nigga, you ain't got shit. You can't whoop no motherfucker with that raggedy ass car, man. That's why
come
you
on, Shorty.
That
you're
shit,
you're disrespectful, Shorty.
Man, I'm telling the truth. I bet you motherfucker know I'm telling the truth. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I don't need get off into all that with that nigga. That nigga started be trying to push buttons and shit, saying little weak ass shit.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
What up, money?
Thank you
what
for pissing off skin on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, money. Remember what we were talking about on the morning show? Money. Remember what we were talking about on the morning show? Hey, money. That's why I ain't come to your house, man. These niggas want to come to your house so they can see what's going on, man. They can talk about
it. Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about? Fuck you talking about? Get your whole ass out.
Not,
I don't do that gay ass shit, nigga.
Not the undercover spy.
Personal shit. Man, we ain't doing shit
spy.
But racing, man. These niggas want to see what's in your garage and all this old
damn.
Shit and what's in the house. What kind of bitch you got in there? Do the bitch got freckles and shit? And she got a
man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Whole ass out of here, man. Man, I'm keeping it 100,
right, man.
I'm sick of the dude right now.
What I miss, man. What I miss.
Shorty, you're disrespectful.
This man worried about the wrong shit, man. We're talking about racing. What the fuck all that other shit got to do with it?
I want to know why Vaughn was laughing, man. That's what I want to know. Why Vaughn was laughing?
Because he know what's real? Because he know what's real?
I want to know why Vaughn was laughing.
He got another chance to laugh.
I get a fame out tonight, man.
Nigga know what's real.
Yeah.
Coming on here. He ain't got no car. No car to lock in. He trying to phone a friend with a small
car. Oh, man. Not to phone a friend.
And a horsepower. He done told what the man got and she was up
by
the back. He going to act like he going to lock in. That man was not going to lock in. The last time he locked Ryan in, he lied and said, Ryan, you locked in, you going to drive. Everybody in America told him he was a motherfucking liar. And he ain't paid shit. I said, Ryan, that's my man. Fuck it. Just leave it alone, man. Don't even fuck with him no more. Don't even race him. That was it. He all this old other ass. Get your gay ass out of here, Nick, because I take a liking to him. I'm following him. I ain't never followed that drop top nowhere. When?
Damn.
When? I ain't followed that weak bitch nowhere, man. If anything, I'm going to follow grandson or something, man. What the fuck is he talking about?
Come on, shorty.
I ain't never followed grandson or nobody. I ain't never followed game over nobody.
You sure following Ryan?
Oh, man.
Why the fuck I'm following him? He ain't even went nowhere. He ain't even went nowhere. How the fuck could I be following him? But I will follow him, though. I will follow him. I'm going to see what he going to do.
The world's greatest show.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Right here.
Man.
The brothers ain't got nothing on
this
show.
Hey, we know, hey, Jeremiah. But we know ain't none of your crew following you. You following, you following Zay. You following Zay to the bathroom. Zay don't want to tell us. Zay don't want to tell us. You following Zay. He ain't following you.
Hey, but you know what, though? I forgot.
Hey, Vaughn, who you like? Stick up kid or Teflon dog?
You do run everybody.
Man, I like you to get your ass out the way, Fly. Hey, Money, go on the fuck on because you was over there hollering.
Let it go,
Jim. I know I'm trying to go to his ass to Leon, but now you kissing up with Ken. But I ain't going to tell you that because I don't want to get into this
shit. Oh, shit.
Man, they say yeah, his dog a holler. Hey, I don't know which one is hit harder. All of them hollering.
Hey, Ryan said, I ain't finna put this bitch in my car. He already said he'll tear niggas shit up, get out, walk
hey,
away.
Hey, hold on.
What you doing? Hold on, man. Hold on, man.
Come
on, Jeremiah.
Just like you what told Mike Medina on them shit up.
Kid or Teflon.
Hey, that's cool.
On,
hey, that's
man.
Cool, but guess what?
Hey,
I paid for it. I'm pretty sure it's still a couple niggas out here.
Hey, Mr. B.
My bad.
Hey, Mr. B. Hey, Mr. B.
Not the outstanding balance.
Where Mr. B go?
Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, he ain't pay for Rocco's shit. He ain't pay for Rocco's shit.
I got to go with that.
He told Rocco's truck up. He ain't pay for that motherfucker.
Oh, man, not to put Rocco out of retirement.
Man, you ain't tell no motherfucker to move their car. Stop lying.
Hold on, Fly, please stop with this bullshit, man. We trying to.
I've been stopping. He want to be, you know, he want to be something because me and Leon just went at it.
I'm trying to get Fly back to the Midwest Grudge Race of the Year.
Hey, he like the. Okay, you're right. I'm going to leave that alone.
Fun.
Let's talk about how
fun. What you like in that one?
Hey, I like Teflon Don, man.
They got to show me they can whoop him.
Especially with Pickup Kid being gone so long. And he got to get somewhere and get straightened out.
Yeah, you running up on Teflon Don. You got to show me you can whip him. I lose my money with pride. I lose my money, goddammit.
Yeah.
With a smile
that's
on my face. Because that motherfucker proven he done went through all the bugs already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I'm saying? The Teflon Don.
Hey, you got to stick a thousand cubic inches over his stick up kid. He got to get somewhere and try to work it out.
You got there right. You see, goddamn, he put a fucking 1,000 inches in fucking project, baby. Goddamn it, that shit still ain't paying out right. He had to go back to the old shit.
They gonna say y'all telling now.
It ain't no more than they was doing on that other show this morning. We ain't telling shit.
That's right. I don't get into it about that.
The name of this show is called The Biggest Snitch. The Biggest Snitch. Hey. Hey.
What they was on that Texas? They was on Texas show.
This motherfucker on this motherfucker snitch everybody.
The grudge race is a sub coach any goddamn way. You tell one motherfucker, goddamn, you might as well code 50. It don't make no difference. Everybody got one person they can tell something to.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
You got a point.
Everybody think they can confide in one person.
Hey, Bavon. Niggas are went to telling people that you sold Joe Motor. Niggas got 900 horsepower. Skin just telling on everybody about everything.
I'm trying to figure where I can scrape up an extra 4,000 because I'm listening about that other motor.
Jeremiah, I ain't tell nobody suck their dick in your booty. I didn't tell
you. Not to Scott Peterson.
That's cool.
I ain't tell you.
That's cool, but
I didn't tell you was with